Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Hi. I'm officially sick of Joe's song, so what? Joe, just say it.
He's not in here. He's in the bathroom.
Well, he's missed his opportunity.
Well, I guess they shouldn't have given us the free Taco Bell then.
He missed his opportunity for stardom.
Wow.
Saying his catchphrase that has swept the nation.
Are you going to still keep his catchphrase but not his song?
No, he might be able to yell at
sweeping changes, incidentally, on the Don and Mike Show. Each and every day, something new and innovative.
I like them.
Something's thrown out, something's added in.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, can you yell it from the bathroom real loud?
Ask him what he's doing in there, one or two. Okay. Ask him what he's doing, one or two.
One or two. Are you doing number one or number two?
Unbelievable.
Number two.
Tell him the show's on.
The show is on. Sorry.
When does he think he's going to be done?
Are you nearing completion? Let me rephrase that. Are you almost done? No, I don't want to.
Oh, dear. I don't want to hear details.
Just yell your thing.
Your cat.
Catchphrase, idiot, moron.
Thank you, Rob.
You can't do two things at once.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Bad Monkey. Thank you, Kong. And hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and we'll start it here in 1 second with some of your entries in our show open contest.
Good.
But for just a brief moment, let's play a little game, okay?
Want to?
Called We Were Right and Everybody Else Was Wrong.
I like that.
Let's play this little game, because today is the day that the spring ratings come out.
Right.
For, at least for us, the big three, you know, the three big cities that we're in.
Right.
D.C., Baltimore, Sacramento. Those are our three biggest markets.
That's true.
And I'll tell you now, the ratings in Sacramento are great again. Not going to harp on a lot of this stuff, because the important ones are the D.C. ones.
Yeah, well, that's the ones that we have the pins made up for.
Where we've been taking it up the rear.
Keeps us on the air.
In Sacramento, I mean, we've been number one in Sacramento for years. And thank you again for another very solid book, ratings book in Sacramento. Up a tenth of a point. What is this? 8-7? Number one. 8-7, number one.
Good.
Sacramento. Thank you. We'll have all of the breakouts on Monday from Sacramento.
Very good.
It's a noon to four thing, and the ratings come out in a 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock breakdown. So they have to take and isolate hours.
Right. They have to do what they call, I don't even know the name, extrapolate.
Right. Yeah, struggling. I'm struggling. I want to kiss you. And those good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Baltimore.
Yeah. How are we doing, Baltimore?
Well, in Baltimore, we're up a full point.
That's good.
In the beauty pageant, we're up to sixth place overall.
Excellent.
We got us a 4-7, had us a 3-7.
Mm-hmm.
In the one that we care about, adults 25-54, that's mm-hmm. the one the advertisers love,
mm-hmm.
4.7 to 5.7. That puts us up in position number three.
Ah, very, very good.
Highest rating we've ever had in Baltimore.
Oh, way to go, Baltimore. Right. I'll give that a round of applause.
Men 25 to 54 in Baltimore. On the HFS, Free FM, 7-2 to 8-3, that would be number one.
Ah, good to have that demo.
18-34, I mean, they're all good. 7-9 to 9-9, number two. Great ratings in Baltimore. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ballmer.
But here in our home city, Washington, D.C.,
yes.
You know, when the ratings came out 3 months ago,
it was a very sad day.
And we were very honest with you, and I think perhaps even the word that you never hear from me, humble. Humbled by the fact that we got our asses kicked. We're down to number 15 in the ratings. Now, before that number even came out,
mm-hmm.
we got that number, I think, like on April 10th.
Yep.
But we know that the show had been trending down, that the ratings were not going to be great, and that the station here, WJFK, our home station in D.C., bunch of upheaval, Howard left,
right.
Listeners didn't know who was doing what show where,
right.
And we didn't make a ton of excuses. We came on the air and said, well, we must suck, and then really, if you think back, the vacation that we had, many, many vacations,
mm-hmm.
as we count down to our next one, our next well-deserved vacation, over in Jamaica there, I really was 9 months after Frida passed away.
Right.
And I mentioned this when I came back. Before the ratings came out and we knew how bad we had sucked, that we had fallen to 15th place, which is just freaking embarrassing. I had really had an epiphany that it had been a hard year for me with Frida passing away and getting back and doing the show and all the lawyers telling us what we can't do and what we can't do.
Right.
And I came back on that first day and I said, really feel great about you guys, all you guys I work with and I do, mm-hmm. and that really I just feel re-energized and that we're going to take the show back to what it used to be. You know, and we've well documented that. And right away, the naysayers came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even on that day, and I predicted we'd be back to number one, 12 plus in the beauty pageant by the end of the year.
Right.
And we've not been number one overall for like 3 years now.
Right.
And right away, starts up, the phone calls, you guys suck, you're talking out your ass, you're old hacks, all you guys do is the same bits every day, and not to mention the stuff on Rupert Pupkin's website, which we'll get to in a moment.
Oh my God, do they love to write us off.
So then the ratings come out.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings come out, and lo and behold, we are in 15th freaking place.
15th is something that gets your attention. When you know, I mean, if the one thing that really starts to get your attention is if you fall out of the top 10. If you're not in the top 10, you got to pay attention to what's going on. And it was kind of a freaky day for all of us. You know, we dealt with it. We've been up and down before. But the fact is, that was a day where we had to pay attention to what was going on.
And it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing in the industry. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing 3 months ago to open up the Washington Post and read, you know, WJFK falls off a cliff
right.
without Howard Stern.
Right.
You know, Don and Mike tumble to number 15 in the ratings.
Yeah,
it's
embarrassing. As I said, people do like to write about, you know, a show like this, you know, going down because you really think that it's it. And we've been, it's happened over 20 years so many times. Remember way back when to, what Sizzle and then Fizz? Remember Jeffrey York when he wrote that about
1987.
Not that you remember.
Well, that's when we had our first really bad book,
yeah.
ratings book.
You have them. I mean, it's part of the reality. You're on for 20
and
years.
And the guy,
you
when
them.
They used to write about the radio in the Washington Post, loved it, wrote a big column. You know, Don and Mike are like soda water that has lost its fizzle.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. These guys have been on the air for a year, and they're just not that. That's it. No one's going to listen anymore.
And that was 87.
So we were in number 15. That was our position
three months ago.
Mm-hmm. You tell me seriously. I've been in radio over 34 years. This is a pretty meteoric rise, and I'm really not tooting my own horn here.
No, but
I did before the show today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Our listeners, we want to thank you.
Whether you like it or not, we took a pretty decent little gamble when we were trumpeting the fact that we were number 15, having parties, making up buttons. It's a gamble, because if you're going to do that, you're going to make fun of it.
You got to come through.
You got to come up. You got to get, and you know, if we hadn't gotten to, you know, the top 10, we would have been in trouble.
Well, in one ratings book in 90 days, on a radio station that, let's admit it, I'm not being Mr. I'm not for chemistry, and I'm not for, and I don't mean Buzz's type of chemistry. I'm talking
right,
about
I know.
Team chemistry.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a team player. This radio station that we are on absolutely blows. They've done some things to fix the lineup, but we've still got, for the most part, incredibly awful people who shouldn't be doing radio, currently doing radio on our radio station.
Oh, you better believe it.
And even with all of that, over the last simple 90 days,
yes,
3 months, we're up over 2 shares, and as of today,
yes,
we jumped 11 spots.
Wow.
From number 15 to number 4.
Yeah. And it's time to say thank you to Washington, D.C. We said listen harder. You listened harder.
Now, 3.1 to 5.2.
Mm-hmm.
That's our rating.
Station feels good. You know, really, we exist in that range of anywhere from like the high threes to the mid fives. It is so nice to be back in that nice area.
Right. It's a rebound. It's a rebirth for the show.
Certainly is.
We are within sniffing distance of being back in first place.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
After just one ratings book, and we want to thank you guys. Some more of the incredible numbers. I mean, and again, only because our demise, again, was predicted.
Yeah.
Primarily,
oh,
I should say.
Oh, they love to talk about
primarily,
that.
I should say, on Rupert Pupkin's website.
Oh, he dug it so much.
Even as late as yesterday, when looking in the mailbag, and really now, Rupert, now that we're back on top, you should really think about moderating your mailbag. You should think about the fact that it's going to serve you no purpose anymore
right.
to only post messages from guys who write, Don and Mike suck. I turned on this show today and I couldn't listen. No wonder they're in 15th place. They stink. You know, you never print any of the stuff in the mailbag from people who say, I listen every day. And you've had a smear campaign going on against us for the last 3 months.
And if you really did put everything that you've posted about this show over the last 3 months, it would be incredibly negative.
More good.
And it really would be. And a lot of that was right around the time we were number 15, and we were sharing that with everybody.
Right.
And people were giving their theories as to why.
Oh,
and
it
was just amazing.
And I remember the guy from the website, Rupert Pupkin himself. One day he had a very long diatribe about what the show needs is a female voice.
Yeah, here's what we need to do.
That, right. You know, since Frieda passed away, and Beth Ann is no longer on the show, they need a female to keep them in check.
Right.
You know, they do the same thing too much. They do too much Larry to Larry. They don't do the groundbreaking stuff they used to. These guys are old hacks. Number 15. Well, I tell you what, all you guys at DCR-TV and all you people in the radio business in Washington, D.C., today, once again, Mike and I can say, lick it.
Lick it, and you know what? We know what a small group you are. You know, that's a small group.
It is.
Because that's a group that, of the same people that write the same stuff again and again and again.
It's, well, dig on this.
Yep, and we got it now. We, you know, really eat it.
Uh-huh. Dig on this. 15th to 4th place. Mm-hmm.
In one ratings period.
And we're not stopping here.
Right.
Oh, no. And we've got the number 4 buttons, and they're going to be available at our next listener party,
good,
which is Wednesday night. We're going to get this thing back on track, back on top of the old mountain.
Very
take
good
a leak on everybody. I mean, the demos are freaking incredible.
Yeah, we're back where we need to be. And it's really gratifying because, once again, you know, we've done it once again. You know, I'll be honest with you. When you get ratings that are number 15, are you confident in what you do? Yes. Do we know we got a good thing going? Yes. Does it rattle the cage a little bit? It
yeah
does. It makes you a little nervous. You look at stuff, and, you know, especially after a while, when you're reading in the newspaper, you're reading on websites, and people are just going, bam, 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 bam. You know, it's just more gratifying when you get back into the top 5 to feel good.
We knew that you guys, our listeners,
right,
here in D.C., would not let us down. And for that, we say thank you.
Thank you.
Very hard. Now, you must listen harder.
Oh, you have to listen harder.
You must listen harder. Job not done. I mean, even with stuff like the demo the advertisers love, adults, men and women, 25-54.
Uh-huh.
Over a 2-point jump.
Right.
A 4.7 to a 6.8. We're in second place behind the urban station, right?
Not acceptable.
Not even the news station, right? Yeah, I mean,
oh, fantastic.
And in all of these number one rankings, men 25-54, a 9.9 share, men 18 plus, an 8.0, men 18 to 34, from a 5.6 to a 10.2.
That was a big number.
It's really like doubling the ratings.
Yeah. Men 18 plus, from a 5.7 to an 8.0. Persons, men and women, 18 to 34, over 3 points. From a 3-3.
What I like about
6-3.
This. What I like about this is we were waiting for these for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this day for a long time. Because
mm-hmm
you really can't say anything until, you know, we had confidence. We knew where the direction was. But it's just great to finally get these ratings. And we're delighted.
We do want to thank you guys very much. We're not going to harp on it all day. We just want to say thank you to our detractors. We do want to say F you.
We have every right to harp on these ratings. I'll tell you why. We harped on number 15 more than we talked about ratings in the 20 years we've been on the radio. We talked about that number 15 more than we talked about everything. So we can have a little moment of harping on our ratings. And I'm a harp, so I can do
we're
that.
We're going to move on.
It's an Irish derogatory term.
Really?
Yes.
We are going.
Surprised you didn't know that, Rob.
Really?
Harp.
I didn't know it either.
That's what they used to call Irish people. Yes.
Well, I thought they called them mix.
Well, that's one, too. That's one, mix, harps, you know. I mean,
and drunks.
Well, drunks is just
and
generic.
And leprechauns.
Leprechauns, that's good.
Leprechauns.
Any more?
Leprechauns.
No Irish need apply.
Listen, again, thank you for the great ratings. To our detractors, what can I say? Once again, we and our audience have proven you bottom feeders wrong? How does it feel to bend over and eat the big one again?
Spin this.
From the Don and Mike show.
I'm delighted. Well, they will, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually looking forward
spin
to it.
Yeah, go ahead and spin it.
What the spin's going
to
be.
Yeah. This is the most meteoric rise, I swear to Christ.
Yes.
11 spots in one rating book. 90 days from 15th to 4th. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention, and I'll put him right on the spot. I called the guy at the Post today, Paul Fari, the reporter that writes about radio. He seems to be me to be a pretty decent chap.
Right.
I've chatted with him over the last couple of years. He's never burned me.
Right.
I didn't get a hold of him. I called him. I left him a message.
Right.
Listen, this is petty, but you don't know it's embarrassing. Well, I mean, you do know it's embarrassing, but maybe you don't know it's embarrassing.
You might not.
You open up the newspaper and it says, hey, guess what? Howard Stern left, and P.S. Don and Mike really suck, and they're down to number 15.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I called the guy up today and left him a voicemail with the ratings and asked him if he could possibly take away the half-page picture of John Riggins that he was going to run in tomorrow's newspaper and print the fact that I do believe the story of the ratings of the spring of 2006 in Washington, D.C. would be the rebirth and the rebound on the Don and Mike show. I really do. The show that was written off in this town again.
We don't have anybody.
And again that, and again.
We don't have anybody that does public relations for this show. We don't have anybody at the radio station that really does PR. There used to be somebody there that does PR, that did PR, but
you
we don't have that anymore.
You know who really will? And I'm going to call him out. Okay?
Ooh.
The Crying Game. Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call him out right now on
right,
it.
Right, right.
He certainly did run his mouth to the press when he had to do PR, when Howard left.
Right. When he was doing damage control, he was all over the press.
When the Junkies started, when Opie and Anthony started, he's all over the place with all kinds of quotes.
Right.
Hey, I tell you what, Hughes, why don't you call the newspaper, and just this time for this ratings book, why don't you say the truth? We are holding the station up. No offense to the Junkies, Opie and Anthony, they're great. The station can be great. We've got some people we've got to get rid of.
Right.
But right now, we're holding the goddamn thing together.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 5-2. We're in fourth place. Our radio station is in 16th place.
Wow. Figure that out. Okay, do that math. Mm-hmm. Really.
How do you get a show that's ranked overall? I'm not talking about in men or men with one arm and men who like, scratching their nuts.
Yeah,
all people listening. We're the fourth-ranked show, and we're on the 16th-ranked radio station.
Hmm. That's right.
Somebody out there do the math. To me, that's a story.
It is a story, and I'm glad that you called him. I hope that he puts something in there. I think people with this particular show like to write about the negative more than the positive.
Mike, it's a story that you should be calling.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. In the past, I understood why they didn't. Because they had the whole thing with Howard.
Right.
And we coexisted with Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, hey, listen, it's really not cool if we say that you guys have, better ratings than Howard does in Washington, D.C. And that you guys make all of the money.
Well, we never talked about that. We were really never allowed to talk about that. We were discouraged from really trumpeting that while Howard was on the same radio station.
What would be wrong with someone from our local management calling the media to say, hey, we're pretty excited about what's happening on the Don and Mike show. God knows that they've got no problem calling when they got to do spin because the station's falling out of control or because they've hired
another person. They're dying to talk to these reporters when it's, we're really not worried. Everything's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. But when there's really something positive.
Yeah.
It would be
because
lovely.
Now, really, I guess what we're looking for from the management here, and it's amazing that we can bitch on such a wonderful day, but I know I speak for both Mike and I.
So we can.
That's part of our charm. How about the company, and more specifically, again, the local management, just step up and say it. Step up and say it.
Mm-hmm.
We're the engine driving this little goddamn train off the cliff.
No, you say it to us all the time. You say it to us in private all the time. We'd like it to be public.
Because
We take our lumps when we have something like that 15th rating.
Why don't you call the Post and tell them what you told me? How we are the saviors of the radio station. How this is where you're going to make all your money for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's how the business works.
Right. Right?
There are two important rating periods of spring where you set rates for Christmas.
Right.
And the fall where you set rates for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Spring and summer.
This happens to be the most important rating of the year. He called me today. He was crying. He was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there I've said it.
Yeah.
There I've said it.
So happy.
Like you weren't.
There I've said
like
it.
Like you weren't going to.
He was crying.
He was emotional.
He was crying.
That's how big a deal this was.
He was crying because he's going to be able to
Tears of joy.
He's going to be able to make his budget.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to make money on the show.
This is an enormous, as far as our business, here's a look behind the curtain. We talk about ratings. I don't know whether a lot of people understand how it really works, okay? We're rated four times a year.
We're not allowed to talk about how it works by the ratings company.
Not the details, but I'm saying we're rated four times a year. That's not a secret. And the fact is, this is the big one. This is the most important rating of the year, and we kicked ass. We kicked ass. We were down in the pit. And, you know, we were thinking there was, you know, we were thinking there was a chance that we would maybe get back to the top 10. That would have been a success story. The top five is absolutely, as Don said, meteoric. This is fantastic. And it's a big deal. And, yes, we are trumpeting it today because, you know what? We trumpeted it when we were down.
We certainly did tell you.
God, did we tell you when we were down.
Yeah. We told you
when we were down.
Told you we were taking it up the rear.
And now we're having a party because we're back up into the top five again.
Yeah, but, yeah, yes, but.
We'll have a bigger party when we reach the beauty contest number one.
Amen. And to our listeners in D.C., Thank you for listening harder.
You guys did it.
Thank you for finding the show, you know, in a radio wasteland. Thank you for proving once again that it really doesn't matter what our lead-in is. It can be stupid Bill O'Reilly, and we can still get great ratings.
Yeah, but it is, I mean, to do what we did, sandwiched between Bill O'Reilly and Jay Severin, I mean,
don't forget, this is before Opie and Anthony, so right. It was Rosenberg, too.
Yeah, right. We had Rosenberg,
too. It was
like
all hack radio around us.
And the thing is, I listened, they had a substitute for that guy, Severin, last night. Jesus. I mean, thank you. Thank you for taking the time and energy to listen to this show before you jump off at 7 o'clock, because I don't know who the hell would listen to that crap. Really.
Anyway, it's a really great day for us, and thank you to everybody in Washington, D.C. Again, the people in Sacramento, great ratings there. Baltimore, HFS, Free FM, great ratings there. Thank you.
And, you know, that's been a steady increase. We're really happy with Baltimore, too. I don't want to low-key that.
So anyway, but here in D.C. is where we've just been wearing kick-me signs for the last 3 months. And granted, because we told you. Because we told you when we sucked. And all I can say is I knew you guys wouldn't let us down. I knew you wouldn't let us down. It's the combination of everything coming together.
Yep.
Feeling good about how things are going in life now. We got our new studios. We're back to doing the type of show that we wanted to do all along. We're free to talk about pretty much anything we want to, you know, except that stuff.
Right. Sure.
And
we can even talk about that if we talk about it the right way.
Carefully. And you guys out there, you know, we put our nuts in the vise, and thank God you made sure that they weren't squeezed.
I really want to thank all those people.
And for that, we say thank you.
You know, we had that very first number 15 party, and you know, really, we hadn't been out and about in a long time, and those people are the people that have been with us through thick and thin.
That's
and
true.
Then the second one we had was even a better turnout. And really, I'm serious. I know it sounds schmaltzy. I am hoping that all the people that came to the first one and the second one want to come out and celebrate, because really, you're the people that were there for us when it really counted. And you know, it's really, really gratifying. Man, were we waiting for this one. Huh. You know, you started talking about, I have a new thing now where I don't talk to you about the ratings. And I will never talk to you about the ratings off air ever again, because I got a real weird feeling about that now. And you were talking about it on the air, and I don't know if you noticed, when you would be talking about it leading up to today when they came in, I wasn't saying anything, because I was thinking if I got on and said, yeah, we are going to, we're not for long, it's going to be great. Yep, you're absolutely right, Don. I was just wigged out. I didn't want to say a word about it.
Well, let me just say, no offense to any of you guys in here, you know, to say, I got the biggest balls in this room.
Yeah.
Really.
Always have it.
But it's fantastic to say something like that, to throw that down, to say, we're number 15, we suck, and have everybody in this room embrace that and say, yes, we do, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to involve you guys in the show, and you guys didn't let us down.
No, you didn't.
So thank you very much. We got a lot of work to do. We still want to get up on top of this mountain. Because let me just tell you, there's one prick who really needs to be taken down a notch.
Humbled a bit.
This cat's name is Jim Farley. And this guy runs the news station in town, WTOP, the
sucky news station.
And this guy really thinks that he invented it. The best thing that ever happened to this guy was 9/11. Right. 9/11 is the day that made his radio station relevant enough to jump into the top two. And all you're going to hear now, and I'm talking, this is strictly inside radio, okay? This is I'm talking about if you go to real radio sites or you talk to people in radio, this is the guy.
Right.
This is the guy who likes going to conventions and standing up and saying, I'm the king of Washington, D.C., and I know how to do radio, and my radio stations kick ass, and I got news for you, Farley. You're next on our hit list.
Amen.
You're next.
Long overdue.
Okay?
You want to hear a real news station? Go up to New York. Listen to WINS. That's a real news station.
And we're going to start farts on the eights. I was thinking that something we could do would be, if we had the discipline, we could do traffic and weather on the eights. Because really, here's all you'd have to do.
Uh-huh.
It's 8 minutes after. It's time for traffic and weather together. How's the traffic?
Sucks.
You got the first part. How's the weather?
Hot.
Traffic and weather on the 8th brought to you by Fart.
I see no reason to do that. We can do it. It's a public service.
Every day. How's it sunny? Traffic sucks. Fart.
Moving on. Traffic and weather on the 8th.
Because Jim Farley is the guy, incidentally, who feeds Rupert Pupkin at DCR-TV all of the inside information and feeds him the ratings. Like, for instance, when the news station doesn't have a good ratings book,
right?
The guy at DCR-TV, he's got no one to give him the ratings, right?
Right.
But as soon as WTOP has a good ratings book, when they did today,
right?
Rupert Pupkin's got the stuff up on his site like at 5 minutes after 12 noon today.
Coincidence?
He's got all of the numbers.
I don't think so.
So Farley. Hey, Farley, a pompous ass.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that he didn't have anything up today?
Mike, I know that for a fact.
That's amazing.
I know it for a fact.
That is fantastic.
Hey, Farley, we're coming after you.
Yeah, baby.
You think you're running a goddamn full-service radio station?
Sorry?
Mike and I can beat you on our broke dick half a radio station.
Amen.
You just wait, Jack. As long as nobody else flies an airplane into the Pentagon, we're coming after you next.
Because it is a sucky station.
It's the
really
worst.
It is the worst. You know
you
what?
Gotta know,
I'm a news junkie. I watch CNN. I watch Fox. You know, I love the news. I really do. I'm always trying to get the news. They limp. They limp. Their anchors just suck. And
well,
I, you know, they're the only people that do it in this town, and that's why they're getting this kind of notoriety.
Mike, hold on.
They suck. I hired one of their anchors, and he sucked back then.
Hold on. You just said something that we've heard before.
Yes.
There's nothing else on.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they are.
Well, no, I mean, but it's true. But
they're the only all-news
station.
Let me
tell you, and you know what? And really, it just, it drives me nuts, because when you go, one of the things, really, one of my pleasures when we're in New York City is, you know, I know you like to listen to the music stations. I listen to that WINS, which is the tightest, most amazingly formatted radio station as far as
well,
news. It's like bam, bam, bam.
TOP's a bad copy of 10
Wins. It's a horrible copy. It's because it's like a retarded copy.
But right now they're on top, and they like trumpeting it.
Right.
And they even like run TV ads, you know, saying that they're number one. Hey, so this is just a message from me, Mr. Big Mouth.
Uh-huh.
Mr. I don't got it anymore. I'm in 15th place. Mr. I do the same bits every day. Mr. I put reverb on the show.
You.
Mr. Mike is just a suck-up guy. Mr. Rob is just my best friend. Mr. Rob, Buzz is just a commie. Joe is just a pothead. Listen, Farley, this little band of misfits, we're going to make this pre-9/11 on your ass again.
Amen.
Understand that.
Where people are just wanting to be entertained.
That's right.
Because as far as I can tell, until Israel or Lebanon starts firing missiles directly at the U.S.
All right, now listen. If the World War III thing happens, we might have a problem.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Until Lebanon or Israel start firing over here,
right?
You know, I think it's pretty safe to say Jim Farley, whatever your name is at WTOP, maybe not even listening now because you're probably out of town giving a speech about how much you know about radio. Watch out.
Coming up on the 8th. We are.
Don and Mike, traffic and weather together. Let's go to Buzz in our information center. Buzz?
Yes, it's partly sunny today.
No, Buzz. No. Watch, listen, learn from the master. Let's go to Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
In our news group, we'll go, Mike, traffic.
It sucks.
Weather.
Hot.
This is brought to you by Fart.
Thank you.
Got it, Buzz?
One word.
Got it.
There you go.
That's my guy.
There you go.
That's the name of that tune, Buzz.
All right.
That's the name of that tune.
I'll watch you. Yeah. Might want to rehearse it.
Okay. Hot. One more time. Here we go. Let's go to Buzz. In the glass enclosed Owen, please.
Nerve center.
Nerve center.
Yeah. In the fart center.
Let's go to Buzz in the glass enclosed weed center. Buzz, traffic and weather together on the 8th. Traffic
sucks.
Weather
hot.
Thank you. This is brought to you by
Art.
Bingo, baby.
Thank you, Buzz Herzog.
Anyway, that's enough behind the curtain stuff today.
Yeah, right.
That's enough.
You can do a half hour on that.
That's enough behind the curtain stuff today. Great, great ratings. It's a rebirth. It's a rebound. All of our detractors out there, kiss our ass. Hey, is this turnaround quick enough for you?
And for those people that, you know, see you Wednesday for the big celebration.
Oh, you bet. And to our listeners, really no BS. Even though we say stuff like, we hate you, and to a certain extent, even now we do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really seriously, thank you. You pulled our asses out of the fire again, and for that we are eternally grateful. Let's really do this thing right. Let's get this thing back up to number one. Let's make this a party to end all parties.
Yep.
And then we'll burn down these new studios that they got us.
You've identified the target. They're the people that are in our way. If we get them out of the way, you know, we're going to be all
now,
set.
Now listen, you know, the college stations, we've coexisted with them.
Yes.
What I mean is, every once in a while, not you,
not Rob,
but every once in a while, you know, WHUR beats us in the ratings. BGC beats us in the ratings. KYS, the hip-hop station, beats us in the ratings. That's understood. This is Chocolate City, baby.
Amen.
This is Washington, D.C., baby.
This is Robert the Mailman.
But for far too long, that little news operation has been thinking that they're something special, and they're not.
You're not.
They're a pale impression of other news stations.
And you know what, Farley? You're going to get your ass kicked in afternoon drive by guys who aren't even on a real radio station.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have real disc jockeys, real hosts doing shows. Really. I mean, we got a smattering of shows.
Right.
But we're still surrounded by garbage.
You're going down, Farley. You're going to be as depressed as when your brother Chris died. Yeah.
Word to your mother.
Coming to get you, brother.
The mother Farley.
Never thought we'd have a DJ war with a news director.
Well, only because he's the face of the station.
They're the ones.
And really only because every time I look at a radio publication or something, that guy has given himself a handy.
Unbelievable.
Talking about how smart he is, about how he's going to go out to Salt Lake City and help them save their station. He's going to go to Phoenix because he's so brilliant about all this crap. You know, his brilliant idea, traffic and weather on the 8th. Yeah,
exactly.
That's his brilliant idea.
Which is meaningless. When you really think about it, it's meaningless. You know, it's like, oh, it's 28 minutes after, gotta tune in now. Day.
No, we're gonna
moron.
Fix that. We're gonna fix your wagon, Farley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's Sean Hannity. Oh, exciting. So nice to have you coming out in our stool now. Oh, it was
sorry
sweet.
About that, Sean.
It was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess all that presidential crap really didn't pay off for you, did it? Keep promoting that Fox show. Oh, all you guys at DCR TV, as I think back over the last 3 months with the posts about, dear DCR TV, I listen today, and once again, Don and Mike were doing Larry to Larry. Don is the most egocentrical, only doing the broadcast for himself. No wonder you're in 15th place. You guys think I will never listen again. And
and then I always like the ones that I'm not listening anymore, and then they recount everything we did today.
Right. I bet that some of those people unwittingly gave us our ratings.
Oh sure, sure.
I bet that some of our detractors unwittingly
the hatred on there. I mean, we were the for whatever reason
Republic.
We were the subject day in, day out.
Hey Rob, do me a favor. Call this number. As long as we're on the topic.
Okay.
Just right here. Call that number. It's just the top number for the post.
Okay.
Ask for Paul Fari. See if he'll come on the air with us. So I'm sure his lead story tomorrow will be either that the news station is number one.
Uh-huh.
Or that one of the hip-hop stations is number one.
We're actually doing our own PR now.
Again, we're doing something that Hughes should do, but he won't.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy crying.
Right.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Wonderful tears of joy. It's a first for us. First for you. You got it firsthand.
Blubbery.
But, I mean, it counts. I mean, it's for the whole show. I mean, everybody's...
Job saved.
He's happy.
Job saved.
He's a happy man.
Job saved. Got him?
I'm doing very well. Can you come on the air with us for a moment? Fine.
Why? Ask him if he got me a message.
Did he get Don's message? He certainly did.
Yeah. I'll ask you about, are we going to be the headline? Well, Robbie?
You did very well. You're doing fine, and that will be reflected.
No, we didn't do very well and very fine. We kicked ass. We're up to over 2 points.
Can you use the phrase kicked ass?
Just ask him seriously. He's a journalist. How would he write a jump from 15th to 4th in one rating book? What's a one word he would use for that?
That's good. He's a writer.
What's one word you would use to describe a jump from 15 to number 4 in one rating book? Fantabulous?
That's stupid.
Now stop.
He won't write that. Just let's wait and see what happens. He won't write it.
Really a word. There's no need to antagonize.
He said rocket.
You're right.
Ratings Viagra.
Right.
And tell him if we're the headline, we'll send him a ham.
Tell him to call Hughes.
If we're the headline, he thinks you maybe even cooked the books. If you give us the headline, we will send you a lovely ham.
Tell him to call Hughes. Tell him Hughes is dying to tell him about our
success. Actually, you should call him.
Okay, and since you are a reporter, here's a hot tip. Michael Hughes is really hot to talk to you. So you should call him. Okay? Absolutely.
Ask him if Jim Farley's called him today.
Has Jim Farley called you yet today? He will be talking with him later.
Sure, of course he will.
Will you give him our best?
And tell him I'm going to kick his ass.
Tell him that we're going to kick his ass.
He's on our hit list now.
He's on our hit list. No ham for
big
him.
Big fat no nothing. He's just a big jar of not even okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Rob. Is he gone?
Yeah.
Now, why is it a print?
Now, why are you getting... Now, listen. Sometimes your own aggression is going to kill you there.
No, Mike. No.
You're ready to kill the guy, and we don't know what's going to be in the paper.
No, I guarantee.
Kill him after it comes out.
I guarantee.
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll be good.
At best, it'll be a throwaway. And here's the thing with the guy. He should have come on the air. That's the only reason I'm busting his balls.
Right.
He certainly is when he's wanted a quote from me about something, whether it be Free to Passing Away or even that dumb song that Toby Keith had for a while that I liked, or if he's doing something about radio, he's had no problem calling me, and I've been very accessible with him.
Right.
I just wish he would do the same and come on the air and just address the audience.
It's a good day. It's a happy day. It's a positive day.
Oh, my, come on.
It's a positive day.
Listen, can I tell you something?
Yes.
You're more goddamn up and down in the stock market every single day.
Hey, I'm very up today. I'm just telling you, this is a good day. Let's just be positive about. I don't give a rat's ass about Paul Farhi. We've never gotten a fair shake in the Post. We'll never get a fair shake in the Post. That is impossible. That's like saying we're going to get a fair shake in DCR TV. It's not going to happen.
People said it was impossible that we would be back at number one.
Well, I never agreed with that. I knew we'd be back at number one.
No, you did not. I heard you in the other room.
Oh, shut up. I heard you. Shut up.
I heard you back there.
How many years, seriously, have we dealt with it? And you're right. It's going to be that little...
Which is why I'm just getting it out of my system.
And
now.
I just, you know what? It's just these guys. He's not like certainly the other incarnations we've had. The Lloyd Groves, the Jeffrey Yorks. You know, this guy is, as you said, a little bit more balanced.
Which is why I just got a little pissed at him.
Wouldn't come on the radio.
I'm just having a little fun with him. Sure. I mean, come on. Jesus Christ.
A reporter thing.
Be a pal. Be a pal right now. I want to be your pal like Jim Farley's your pal. See, that's what I got to do. I got to do what this guy Farley does.
Well, you did call him off the air. He said he will be talking with him. See, that sounds like the relationship.
See, right, because Farley, what he does is he'll feed all these media guys, even a lower than low guy like Pupkin.
Right.
They feed them information as long as it serves his purpose.
The thing that you said about...
The emperor has no clothes.
Pupkin, of course, you know, it would have been in the paper, in his little website. It would have been on there already, and it's not. Because we never get it. We're never going to get that.
Pupkin wrote on his site that we went from 4 to 15.
Yeah, but I mean...
From 15 to 4. But I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic.
But not in, you know... I mean, we're never going to get what some of the other guys get. It's never going to happen.
Well, Pupkin, we make our own stew. Pupkin don't count. I mean, I'm talking about the Washington Post there, and in particular only because he...
How many anniversaries have we had where other radio shows'd have front page headlines?
Hold on. But the last time the ratings came out, they did make a big deal. I mean, we were in the story, you know, and, oh, yes, Don and Mike, they suck.
Yeah.
They're down to number two.
You're agreeing with
me. All I'm asking for is for the Post to, with as much gusto as they did, announce the same thing now. Announce the opposite now.
And I would be extraordinarily surprised if it happened. I would really, really be surprised if it happened. I just don't, I mean, when have we ever really gotten our due when we've had our successes in the ratings?
Never, because we're pricks. I'm a prick. You know, and then sometimes you're a prick, too.
Well, sometimes we double, and that's when it's really bad, when we double team. And if we double team the guy, you know, that's it.
But no, we appreciate our listeners, but we pretty much...
We alienate everybody else.
Right. Screw everybody else.
Right.
You know? Farley. How you doing, Farley?
Well, that's...
Were you sitting there right now just looking at those numbers going, Oh, that reminds me, it's 8 after.
Yes.
It's 3:38, time for on the 8s. Buzz, how's the traffic?
Sucks.
And the weather?
Hot.
Right, brought to you by Fart.
You know, you did it with gusto that time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
Herzog still got it.
So anyway, guys, that's enough of that. Thank you very much for the great ratings. It's nice. You're right, Mike. It's a nice day. I just...
No, I'm down.
You know, well, too bad.
I just like the stock market.
Take a pill.
I'm more up and down than the stock market. God damn it. I'm Steady Eddie, baby. I'm Steady Eddie.
No.
I am Steady effing Eddie.
Emotionally?
This might be your building, but I'm Steady Eddie, baby.
No. Emotionally?
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
You have had recently ups, downs, mood swings?
Well, those are panic attacks. Those are not mood swings. Those are panic attacks. That is feeling like you're going to die. That doesn't affect mood at all. That just makes you feel like you're going to die.
I would think that would affect your mood if you felt like you're going to die.
Well, no, it's just, fear. If fear is a mood, I guess it is, yeah. The mood of fear. I'm fiery.
Are you
fearing? I'm moody. Moody, fearful. No, but I think I like to think over here that I'm pretty steady, you know? I mean, while you're doing what you're doing, I'm over here trying to do what I'm doing. You know?
I know you are. I know you are. Just, you know, just please don't yell at me when I'm just being a prick. When it's what I do.
I didn't yell at you.
It's what I do. No, you did the whole, you know, come on, it's a happy day. Well, I'm happy, too. Well, part of me being happy is, you know, I'm a bad winner.
You're a terrible winner.
It's part of my charm, Mike, and if I can't, listen. I love our, really, no BS. I know we all feel this way. Our listeners, we'd be nowhere without them.
Right.
Thank you. The management, well, screw them.
Mm-hmm. Even though they were so happy, they got emotional.
Yeah, screw them. Good day?
Right.
After everybody's been taking a dump on you for 3 months, you got to have somebody just unload it on. And in this case, it was just, it's the double F's. It's Farley and Fari. I think one of them was a P.
And that didn't work either, to his advantage, when he said he'll be speaking with him later.
Yeah.
Of course, as they have drinks, naked in bed together.
They make love. No.
Now, see, here I am coming over to the dark side again.
Write the headline. The WTOP is number one. Kiss me, Paul!
And, of course, you know, during that conversation, Rob, his tone, I'm sure, was just a little patronizing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course. Three words for the Washington Post. Incidentally, how's that radio venture working out for them? You know, the Washington Post bought some radio stations.
You know, but once again, you've got that only game in town, and wouldn't it be nice just once? Wouldn't it be nice after all these years?
Nope.
You know? I mean, it's just, but it just doesn't work that well.
Well, thank you to our listeners. We will have information on our website tonight.
We're not in the Post. We're not invited to the right parties. It's never going
to
happen.
We never go to Cafe Milano. We're never invited. That's why we're torching the place this weekend.
We never sit down and break bread with Cokie Roberts.
Never seen this foggy bottom.
John Roberts will never invite us to his party.
Now, listen, here's what we do have for you today. Look at this.
Look at our studio.
Careful. Fire extinguishers. Lots of them.
Look at our studio.
Yep.
Full of beautiful industrial fire extinguishers.
Those are lovely.
We have 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
4 of them are full of fire extinguisher goo. One of them is empty.
Is it white?
Yes.
Oh, good.
White goo. White powder.
Powder. We also have, look at this. Do we care about you guys? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar goggles.
Eye protective gear. Yeah.
And also these things that you put over your mouth, like if you're in your hospital.
Breathing mask.
You know, Michael Jackson, I'm afraid of the germs mask.
Required, required wearing in Tokyo.
So we've got all of that for you. What we're looking for today, 5 guys.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the first 5 guys to show up.
Not the hamburger chain.
Get to play this game.
But they're excellent.
They would be a great sponsor for this bit.
Yeah.
First 5 guys to show up. at our new studios. Thank you, Robbie, and long pants. Our new studios at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road, Old Georgetown Road, in classic Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
First Five Guys, this is something that I read in the sporting news. It's a rite of passage, I think, with the Carolina Panthers. And what they do is they take three or four or five rookies, bend them over like they're going to hike a football.
Right. Homer Ruhadic.
They pull their pants down,
yes.
And veterans walk up behind them, one at a time with fire extinguishers, and they blast it right into their duke. And if the young lad is lucky enough that it's empty, he doesn't have to get up on the table and sing his school song that night.
But if you get the full fire extinguisher, you lose.
Yeah, and you go running to the shower. And
who knows, because really they do it in a much more dangerous way than we're going to do it.
The lawyers told us that we couldn't even have guys do it with shorts on, and they got to have, like, long pants on.
Yeah. Long pants. Otherwise, the fire retardant material might get into certain vital organs.
You said retardant.
He's mentally retarded.
It would fight the burning. Uh-huh.
So that's what we're going to do outside on today's show. We need five guys. Oh, and the prize for the guy who gets the empty canister is $200.
Yay.
All right, nice. For a weekend, $200. That'll buy you a couple of hookers. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself some beer. Get yourself a hotel room.
One real good
hooker. Yeah, super deluxe hooker.
Oh, a real good one, right.
Yeah.
So come on down. First Five Guys. And if you need information, give us a call or either go to our website, dynamicwebsite.com. But get your ass down here because we want to do that pretty quick. We should probably start the show and then break.
Very good.
So let's start the show with this announcement. Where's the ad? The thing about the party.
Under these papers.
With the thing?
Yeah, the thing with the thing about the thing.
Excuse me.
Did you put it in the envelope?
I choked on my soda pop. Don't do that.
Let me see. No. That's 21 July.
Are we looking for a special announcement?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're looking for that thing about your restaurant. We're looking for that thing about our listener party. And it am vanished.
You played it once.
No, I didn't play it.
I think you did.
I did not. I didn't play it because it says number 4 rated. Did you already put it away?
No, I've not been over here.
Here comes John Norman.
Hi, John.
John, you know where it is?
Norman!
What, John?
I saw it. I put it in here. I remember. I'd seen it, too.
Well, why doesn't somebody ape for us what it says?
It says we're going to, next Wednesday, we're going to have a big party, and it's going to be celebrating the fact now that we're number 4 rated.
Yeah.
Is it in this?
And I...
No.
Huh?
No. Still looking.
Wait, it's not back there. What are you looking back there for?
And it all starts at 8 o'clock.
It does.
Popular local...
Where's it at, Mike?
It's at my joint. And it's going to be great, and Omera's crew and staff is very excited to be out there. They're all waiting, and they're all going to give us tongue kisses.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's even the guys.
Next Wednesday night, we're looking forward to seeing you at Mike's joint. We'll have information for you as soon as we can find the thing that we had slickly produced. We can't seem to find that thing that we had slickly produced. I don't know where it is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Start today with a song for our many detractors. It's a little tune by Sugarloaf called Don't Call Us. We'll call you.
Hello.
I'm not pulling your wang either.
Huh? Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi.
How's your
promotional announcement?
How is your purple postman?
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bologna and SpaghettiOs and all the ships at sea. And now, to recreate highlights from Quest for Fire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, baby! Thank you, Rob. And hi, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode of this Friday. 07-21-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific. He's our new leader. He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yes, and...
No, he's not retarded.
He's not retarded. He's the only one. Phone numbers. Yep, you call us... From America, from Canada, 877-365-3636. Free from anywhere. You can email us. Send your email to dynamitewebsite.com. That's where you can also send your entry for the show open contest. We've got, oh my God, 39 of them now.
Do we really?
39 of them backed up that we've not heard yet.
Fantastic.
We'll have to spend.
Oh, it was in the machine, but the machine scuffed it, so it didn't know it was in
it. It was in the machine.
Yeah, but some of the goo got off of it.
So it had goo on it.
So I don't even understand this, but it was in the machine.
Yeah, but it's broken.
Hiding.
So we need to burn you a new
It's broken. Okay. All right, good. Thank you. Well, mystery solved.
Very good.
Thank you, Columbo. Let me see. Send your show open stuff to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Send it to our man, Johnny Norman. If you want to email us during the show, you can do the very same thing. We got audio highlights on our webpage, and we're also on iTunes. And oh, yes, we haven't mentioned this for a while. We sell a hell of a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, baby.
On our website. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Okay, my friend. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, sorry, man. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hey, man, this is Doyle from D.C., man. Listen, I just
want to
congratulate you guys on just doing so well and really kicking ass.
Yeah, man. We want to thank our listeners. We want to thank you, Doyle.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I also had a question for you guys. You know how you guys were saying that some of the lineup on your radio show is really kind of subpar?
On a radio station, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, like...
That would be Jay Severin and Bill O'Reilly.
I mean, we're sandwiched by those two guys, and, you know... Whatever you say about them, the fact is the style that they do, the style of radio, the content, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit with what this is.
Definitely, man. Well, my question to you, man, was look.
You know, man, I'm thinking. I smell something coming, what, man. No.
No, maybe you just got a question.
This is a friend.
Maybe he's just got a question.
Okay, man. My question was, in your guys' opinion, being on the radio, do you get better on the radio with time, or is it like if you come out sucking, you're out?
That's good. Taco Bell brought us free food today, yes. And I had half of... What was that I had half of?
The crunch wrap.
Goddamn tasty, Mike.
Here yeah. I wanted it, but I fended off it. And then was in the bathroom.
I bet you're going to be able to smell my burp over there pretty soon. Rob smelled my burp a while ago, right?
I walked through it like a purple cloud.
But you showed some self-discipline. You only had half. You only had
half. That's good and tasty, though.
How much did you have?
I had a whole one. I ain't had no breakfast.
King and tasty.
Hey, look at that. He's got you the promo right
there. Johnny.
Anyway, Andy.
Hold on. What was that? A friend. Man, what did you want?
Friend.
Nick? Hello? Yes, you.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, in your guys' opinion, being on the radio, do guys that come out sucking on the radio, do they always suck or do they get better with time?
No, they always suck.
Yeah, once you're a suck, you're always
a
suck.
Bye-bye. Now here's what I wish we could have played a moment ago for you.
they just
brought it in.
It ain't Wednesday. Come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on!
8 p.m. at O'Malley's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be, and we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss, see Mike drink,
all right.
Watch Buzz seduce, see Rob hate, and watch Joe, just watch Joe. The Don and Mike Ratings Blowout, Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out omerasrestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
That's what I was looking for. So we'll see you guys Wednesday night
for our number 4 party.
Yep, and we will have buttons for the first 1,000 people there.
Wow.
Say Don and Mike Arbitron rated number 4. That would go along with your number 15 button.
Mm-hmm.
I think last time we gave away, what, number 7 buttons?
Yeah, we gave away number 7 buttons, and now you can trade them all with your friends. And maybe you get the whole box set.
Oh, Rob, shut up. The first 20,000 people.
Yeah.
But no 20, more than that.
20,000 attendees.
It's the first 100,000 strong that come through the front door. And we can accommodate all of them.
First to a person.
Right.
First 1,000. Come on, Dad. We'd love to meet you. That's next Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. It'll be of all of the return to almost Las Vegas-style show stuff that we've done, it will be the most ribald.
It will.
It will be the most randy.
Ah,
no need to worry, Mike.
Okay, all right.
No need to worry. I'm just screwed with you.
Okay, all right.
No, I like it when you take your pulse, though.
Yeah, I know.
I like it when you take your pulse.
I don't have my pills with me today, so I'm a little nervous about that.
Oh, you're without your Xanax today.
Yeah, but this is not even in my pocket.
No wonder you were so testy before.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the reason was. That's why I snapped.
Got to give you like a tranquilizer.
No, you don't. No,
you know what? The truth is, like what we did at your joint the last time,
yeah,
it's really the closest to a Las Vegas-style show because what we used to do was come out and just screw around for an hour.
Exactly.
You and I.
Right.
And then we would bring the girls up, like, to put cigars in there.
Yeah. I mean,
nanny nannies.
It's a fine party. So we do a little something up on the stage, and then we just spend the rest of the time mingling, and it's a blast.
It's really great. We look forward to meeting you guys. That's Wednesday night at Mike's Joint.
Buzz more than anybody.
And
pressing the flesh, as it were.
I think we're going to get Buzz's own little card table this time.
Buzz really ought to have. You know what? I can make this happen. I'm going to set up the Buzz Corner.
Hey.
But how can I reach all the people if I'm confined to a corner?
Oh, you like to mingle, right? That's where they can line up to meet you, Buzz.
I like to flow. I like to circulate.
Okay.
Buzz needs a handler.
Speaking of flow, hello, Nancy.
A hand what?
A handler.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Nancy.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just wondering, can women enter the contest?
Which contest, honey?
The one you're doing today with the fire extinguishers?
Oh, sure. It's just we thought that guys would be more apt to, but if
they'd be
like
fine to have women.
Sure.
I don't see why.
First 5 humans to show up.
We don't discriminate.
Okay, because
yes,
you kept saying guys, and
yes,
I was thinking...
We discriminate all the time, Mike.
I think we were saying guys because Don heard about this as a football thing. It was a football hazing ritual, but, you know, Nancy, you can play.
Yeah, come on down.
This is my only question.
Wow.
I'm 5'5" and I weigh 90 pounds.
That'll blow you over.
That was my question.
No, don't worry. Buzz will hold you.
I will hold you steady, Nancy. Are you just petite or are you like Karen Carpenter?
I'm very petite.
Very petite. Okay.
Really?
Very petite, but I'm 5'5".
What did you puke for dinner last night?
I didn't puke anything. I don't have anorexia. I don't have bulimia. I had horrible abdominal surgery.
I knew it was going to be something.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Can I tell you what happened to me, though? If it makes you feel any better,
please.
Maybe it will. On my way into work today, my girlfriend came over, and she wanted to do something sexual that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she tied me up with saran wrap.
No.
And she drowned my dog right in front of me.
That's not right, Don. Can you believe that? That's a criminal act.
Heard it yesterday.
Oh, she heard it yesterday.
Right in front of me she did that.
But on the bright side, you were wonderful in The Shining.
Yeah, listen, come on down.
Okay.
Come on down,
right,
Shelly.
Well, thank you. And
Shelly Duvall.
Congratulations on being number 4.
Thank you for being part of that, Nancy. We do mean it.
Bye, Nancy.
Okay,
see you in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm going to try to get there.
Okay.
I'm in Virginia, so it'll be a little while.
All right, Nancy.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
very hard.
Oh, man. Who's turned on after hearing about that abdominal surgery?
She could mail herself in an envelope.
Buzz has got his hand up.
Before, after, during, it doesn't matter.
Hey, you got that in common with her.
Yes.
You both have had
horrible
abdominal surgery.
She said that. I said, I've been there.
Buzz, we're going to break. Relate. It's close enough to 8 minutes.
It is.
58. Let's get the traffic and weather together. Let's go to Buzz in the fart center. Buzz, traffic.
Sucks.
Weather.
Hot.
Thank you. Traffic and weather brought to you by
Art. I like that.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. You know what? That's
is that the machine?
That's one of the olden tapes that we brought with us.
Oh dear.
Not more goo.
And I guess it's just going to take a minute to recycle its way through.
The tubes have to warm up. You know, it's funny you mention that, Don. I know we've got formatics to do, but I just wanted to make you aware of the fact that we're approaching the eights.
Mike, hey, thank you. Buzz?
Yes.
From the Jim Farley Fart Center, from the Farley Sack Room, we got to think of a room involving that guy's name and involving sure. that tool's name,
right.
Jim Farley. Anyway, from the Farley Nutsack Room, let's see, traffic and weather together. What's the traffic, Buzz?
Sucks.
How about the weather?
Hot.
That's brought to you by Fart.
Thank you.
And now, let's see. Now, oh, here's the tape that I wanted to play. It's re-cued. Here we go.
Wow.
It's one of the old machines.
Haven't had to do this in the new place yet.
See, not I thought the whole idea was to not have to do that ever.
Not well, remember when I was yelling at Bad Monkey about how we put how we put 1,800 songs in the computer but didn't put all of the tapes in the computer?
Those are some that we need that didn't get to the computer.
Right.
Now let's see if it works.
Yeah, that's no, I've got the button pressed. You're hearing it.
Huh.
You're just hearing it.
Well, we'll have to
okay, try that one.
Maybe.
Sure.
Fifth the pitcher.
Well, now we got to hear it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Now, you don't really. I mean, because it's the good part comes up.
I will just set it up. This is when the Orioles had lost
21. I think it was 21 in a row.
21 games in a row, and this is not a spliced up goof tape,
right?
Brooks Robinson really burps on the air at the end of this.
They had gone to commercial break, but they left their microphones open, and Brooks decided to release the gas from his hot dog.
So here we go.
21. The streak is history. 9, White Sox, nothing.
Okay, big boy.
Player of the game is the 1988 Orioles, maybe a many more.
Okay.
A cover back.
Okay.
Running back.
You want to hit this, too.
On your cue for this.
Okay. Just pause for a second and then say,
oh,
God,
we'll be back.
Okay.
Okay. I like that.
They know that the price of success is hard work. Don Geronimo and Michael Mann.
Right.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah. Okay, cats.
From the hot corner.
I know what I wanted to mention. Michael, first off, we got three guys here already.
Yes.
For the Fire Extinguisher Olympics.
Very good.
So we have room for two more people, not
good.
Just guys. People.
Human.
Showing up at our new world headquarters at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montreux Rose in classic Rockville, Maryland.
And you want to do it right away. You're not going to, wait for the end of the show like we did with Robert yesterday. You're actually going to do this right away. Is that what you want?
Maybe the next break. If two more people show up.
Very good.
Bingo. We'll do it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, not today, Tom.
Why?
Tom, you were badly behaved yesterday.
I was good yesterday.
We didn't even mention yesterday, Tom. You were a real... Now, Mike, the word wasn't Reva. What was it? It was,
He was a detard.
A detard.
No, was not.
Yes, Tom, you were a little wound up yesterday. Why were you in a bad mood yesterday?
I was not in a bad mood. You were in a good mood yesterday?
You were screaming at Mike to get you a limo. You were screaming at Mike to get you a cab.
You were very demanding, Tom. You know what that word means?
What that mean?
Demanding means you needed a lot of things, and you weren't doing what you were...
Everybody hit the button.
Yeah.
Tom, you can't say the word. You can say a-hole, you can't say the word.
Okay.
Is that what upset you, Tom?
Yeah.
He makes you mad, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He was just working you, though. You shouldn't let that bother you. No, you know what, Buzz? Seriously, I just understood. Uh-huh. I think that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
He was being a jerk to you, and you know what?
You know
I think sometimes we forget.
I think in Tom's mind.
Really? Yeah. I really think we forget, guys.
Mike, I'm with you on this, and let's walk through this now, you and I, Doctor.
Okay.
I believe that Robert has taken the persona that Dennis used to be in Tom's world.
Exactly.
That Tom has to have someone.
Only it would be Dennis if he was really good at needling. And Robert's good at needling even us.
Yeah.
Think what he can do to Tom.
Yeah.
Right. Tom, is that why you were upset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let him bother you. Does he really? He doesn't really mean it, okay?
He's not like Dennis. Who do you hate more, Dennis or Tom, Dennis or Robert?
I hate both of them.
Oh,
if you have to pick one, who do you hate more, Dennis or Robert?
I hate Robert and Dennis.
So you hate Robert a little more?
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Does he upset you?
Yes.
Why?
Because he was being a...
Don't say it.
I'm not.
Okay.
He's being a... He was being an... A D knucklehead.
A D knucklehead.
Did you not like it when he was throwing the softballs at you?
Yeah, I was up on top of the.
Tom, how do you spell ratings?
Ratings. R A N Z D E.
You got it.
Ranzid.
All right, dude. Have a. I just called you, dude.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, Tom.
Yeah. Can I come over tomorrow night?
No. Bye, Tom.
Why can't I?
Oh, as it turns out, Robert's not coming over tomorrow night either. No. I got to do it next weekend with him.
Are you going to do it next weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Gavin.
Okay, dude.
Hey,
Tom, are you all right? I think we've upset you.
Hey, Rob.
Tom, I'm not here.
I think he's fine.
Hey, Rob, yes, you are.
Tom, I'm not.
He's not here.
Why not, Rob?
Because I'm elsewhere.
How do you spell fire?
F-I-R-E.
I'm sorry, hey,
that's
way to
wrong.
Go.
Very close.
That's incorrect.
How about extinguisher?
Extinguisher?
Extinguisher.
C-A-R-E-N-T-E-D.
I'm not even spelling that one. I heard. Garenda. Garenda.
Ciao, friend. Yeah. Have a beautiful weekend.
All right. Hey, go Divas, guys.
Go Divas?
Divas are playing tomorrow night at the... PG Complex Sports Arena tomorrow.
Okay. He does cover a wide area, doesn't he? Yeah. Tom, who are the Divas?
They are the...
What? The guys who take his temperature.
No, watch it. No, they're not.
Oh.
Do you even know what that means?
What does that mean?
When I say take your temperature?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means, Tom, do you prefer an oral or a rectal thermometer?
Oral.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, what's the difference, right?
Right, exactly.
So let me ask you that again. It's a joke. Let me see if you get the joke.
Yeah.
Tom, what's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer? Say, I don't know.
I don't know.
The taste.
Get it?
Yeah, the taste.
Okay,
yeah.
Why is that funny?
Because it's bigger.
Yes.
That's it, exactly.
That's exactly right, Tom. Right.
Tom, are the Divas ladies softball?
They're ladies football team.
They're a ladies football team?
Good weather football for football. Team.
Hey, Tom, if they play in this weather, they must get really sweaty.
Yes, they do get really sweaty.
Would you like to, date any of them? Would you
like to TF them?
I already know who I'm going to be dating.
Really? Who?
Donna the Animal Wilkerson.
Donna the Animal Wilkerson.
Is she a big woman, Tom?
Yes, she is.
What would you like to do with her?
None of your business.
Listen to him. What do you mean none of our business? You've answered that question.
Would you like to TF her?
No, she's got a boyfriend.
Oh, are there any other single girls on the team that you could date?
Yes.
What would you like to do with them?
TF them.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Tom, we got to fly.
Go do your fire extinguishers.
Okay, we will, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Something's gone terribly wrong.
When it comes
that is a different time. Yeah, it happened yesterday.
He was fine until today.
He's like a retarded Ken Beatrice, isn't he?
You know, something's gone awry.
Not in Mike's show.
Hey, ask Tom if he knows how to spell Hooters.
Hey, let me ask you if you know how to spell turn down your radio. Hello?
Man, he's gone.
Or just hang up.
Like the wind.
I was going to mention to you, Mike, we were talking during the break about our new digs, that we are in definitely a more cosmopolitan, city-like setting than we were before.
It's a more of a city-suburb feel that we have out here.
And one of the things on this big highway right behind us, Rockville Pike, this six-lane death strip behind us, are homeless people.
Yes.
And... Now, where we were before in Virginia, we didn't see a lot of homeless people. You go down to D.C., downtown, you see a lot of homeless people. You go to downtown, just about any big city, you see homeless people.
And that's kind of a phenomenon out here, because it is the burbs.
And today I was driving in, and for whatever reason, I was feeling thankful about our ratings.
Of course.
Really, I was.
Sure.
And thinking how lucky I was, and blah, blah, blah. And I saw a homeless guy. Now, I was at a light. And he was walking towards me. And I thought, this would be a pretty good time to, you know, I mean, I got $5. I'd give the guy $5. Rob, it wasn't Joe. It was a real homeless guy. Here's why I didn't give him any money.
What?
He was super fat. I mean, he was...
Was it on Democracy?
Yeah.
I saw him.
You see the guy like with a big walrus mustache?
Yeah, I stiffed him too. He didn't look like he needed anything.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. Exactly, Rob.
Did he have a sign?
Yes, he had a sign that said...
What did his sign say?
Out of work.
Right.
Need help. Please. Thank you. Now, the guy almost had me like a half mile away because I thought, well, I should really help out one of these people. No one's even rolling down the window.
Right.
But then I see the guy, and he looked at me like he had just walked out of KFC.
Right.
I mean, really, the guy looked just as fat and as full and even had that fat guy swagger.
Well, you hear about it all the time that there are people that say that they're homeless and they really, you know, then they get into their car and they drive back to their apartment.
You can make good money.
I mean, that happens. Well, I mean, was it that bad? Do you think really he might not have been homeless?
Don't you think he probably was?
He looked dirty enough to be homeless.
Mm. Yeah, but he was too fat. And didn't we one time some type of experiment? We sent Jimmy the intern or someone down to D.C.?
I went down with a guy on M Street, and he made the equivalent of $36 an hour.
Oh, that's right. Back when you used to do stuff on the show.
Yeah, I don't do stuff anymore.
No, you don't. But you're going to wear a monkey suit very soon, Colin.
Very soon.
Without the head.
Thank you, Mike. Without the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I discriminated today against somebody because they were fat.
You just thought he was perhaps in too good shape.
Judgment call.
Is this to say you'll never give money to a fat homeless person?
I think so. Okay. And not to say that he was in shape, because he was not in shape.
Mm-hmm.
He had that way of walking. You know when a guy like really should be in a 4XL?
Yeah.
But he's in a 2XL, mm-hmm. or even a 3XL.
Right.
And all you see is just, I mean, God knows, I saw it for years and years in the mirror.
See, I would think that you would have given him a $5 bill, because, you know, with this weather, you know, maybe he's got it tougher than the skinny guy that I saw just on Democracy the other day, that was the really just tiny guy. I mean, he was...
You might need a Slurpee.
But I that was really for me because of the sequence of the lights, you know, because everybody deals with this. When you're dealing with these people at an intersection, and you're waiting, and say, for example, well, it used to happen in New York when they do the squeegee guys, where
yeah,
they come
right.
over, or anybody that's going to approach your car, and they're working from the front to the back, and you're just going, if I hit the light just right, then, because if you're moving, you really don't have to deal with that. Otherwise, you have to sometimes have a direct
view. And I also tell you that yesterday I did this move. What an ass move this is. Same road, homeless people yesterday. When the guy got by my car, I picked up my phone. Like I was on the phone.
Pretending to talk.
I wasn't on the phone with anybody. And I had my windows up and my sunroof closed because the air conditioning was on.
Right. Appearing to be busy.
Yeah. Because I didn't
Well, you've used the phone technique for years. I mean, and we saw, I think, was it Magic Johnson in the airport in St. Louis,
yes.
or whatever, who was doing that, and you know he wasn't on the phone with anybody. He was just on the phone so people wouldn't
right.
bother him.
Right. Absolutely. Hold on a second. Are we getting calls down about the bums around here?
I guess we are.
We're going to get some news on our new neighborhood. Hello, Dwayne.
Hello,
Dwayne.
Congratulations on number 4.
Thank you. It sure is better than number 15, my friend.
Did you see the one guy guys who walk up and down the middle of the road when the light turns red?
That's the guy I saw today that was doing that.
The guy I saw had short mechanical legs.
Short mechanical legs?
Yeah.
Like prosthetic?
Yeah. But
you know, like Captain
even,
Dan?
Even those were short.
So he looked
or
like
Lieutenant Dan?
Did he look like Yosemite Sam?
He sort of walked like that.
Really?
There's one guy whose leg, it looks like it's about to break. It bows backwards.
Well, then that's almost like Dr. Octopus-like. I would have to, like, pay a guy like
that. Yeah, that's somebody who deserves the money.
The best.
He rotates. He doesn't walk. He rotates. Like...
The best guy to put the touch on you, he's by the 3rd Street Tunnel downtown.
Rob, that's such an old term,
Put the touch on you.
That's an old, like, Harry Anderson kind of
put
term.
Put the touch. Oh! I hated it. You hated him,
but
too,
But isn't
right?
that the style, you know, put the touch, he's a confidence man.
But he wears... he wears about 8 blankets, even in the dead of summer.
Okay.
And he's constantly wrapped in blankets, and we call him Blanket Man. But he looks so pitiful... In the heat, with all those blankets.
Let me ask this guy that's on the phone. Is there any reason, is there any particular hangout that these people? He's gone?
The guy's gone.
Because I'm just wondering why that particular, I mean, it's a pretty well-to-do area of the world.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Neil Augustine, and I'm rather upset with the way you're treating my station.
All right.
I'm really the most unintelligible voice on the radio. Why did we put me on?
Listen, let's just keep our bashing of the news station to the Tool that runs it, Jim Farley. And
so we can't make fun of any of the anchors that trip over their own diction?
We can, but Mike...
Make sure all my R's are pronounced. Saliva boy!
But John was telling me, that I guess we'll have it in a second, from people who've been emailing us, they've been, like, Googling him, and this guy Jim Farley.
Farley. Yeah.
And they're finding an awful lot of statements that this guy has made about his programming genius.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And
he likes to talk.
We're going to find a new segment out of this called The Book of Farley.
Ah, very good.
Where we'll be reading every day something that this incredibly genius programmer has come up with. Because really, we got to take him down a notch.
Yes, we do.
We got to take him down a notch. This is our town.
He's had it too easy, too long.
This ain't his town. This is our town.
That's right.
And Farley, if those ass H's hadn't driven that plane into those buildings,
right,
you'd still be where you were post 9/11, which is just
pre-9/11.
Yeah, pre-9/11. Just sniffing at the top five. Just sniffing at it.
Sniffing us like a puppy does. And I have a puppy now. And they do a lot of sniffing, Farley. Farley!
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hola.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to call and congratulate you on your numbers, but the main reason I was calling is that there's this one homeless guy that walks up and down the median on Montrose Road and Rockville Pike, and he's always dressed up in army fatigues, even like when the weather's really hot. And he always has a sign saying retired army vet and everything, but anytime you ask him about what service he was in, he kind of blanks out. He doesn't really know what to say, so.
Now, do you think it's because he's just got some problems, or do you think maybe he really didn't serve?
Well, either or. I mean, I still sometimes give the guy money, but still, you kind of think that maybe they go to army surplus.
I think, here's the rule. I think if you give people money, you're entitled to call in and give a real analysis of the guys. You know? Absolutely. And I think, you know, we all do every now and then. You do that, unless you're feeling like it's just too intense. Sometimes if a homeless person is too intense,
yes,
and then I'll get a little
when you get
out.
That creepy factor.
That creepy factor.
That Dream Team, that movie with Michael Keaton. Hello, Don and Mike.
Tom, Mike, hey, how you doing?
Okay, very well, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to, one, congratulate you on your rating. Congratulations, well deserved.
Thanks for being a part of it. Thank you, we appreciate it. Really, we do.
Also, my other comment was, don't you think you'd feel bad if that homeless guy was like those little Ethiopian kids where their stomachs floated up from not eating?
Yeah, but I guarantee this guy looked like a cross between Wilfred Brimley, John Daly, and Santa Claus.
Rolls of fat, like stacks of tires.
This guy was just so friggin' fat.
For a moment, I thought it was David Crosby.
Yeah, not malnutrition is what you're saying, but really maybe it is malnutrition.
And he had the big whale mustache.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, who's that golfer that has that mustache?
Craig Stadler.
Right. Very much like walrus.
Craig Stadler's got a kid on tour now. He doesn't have the mustache, but he's got dad's shape.
Oh, how
it's
lucky.
It's funny to see them. They were in the Father-Son. You know the only time that I got really in trouble as an adult in like a golf place where men play golf?
Man.
Was just having a bunch of Irish whiskey after a round one day, and Stadler was up there, and I was with my buddy Jimmy Cover. I always mention Jimmy. You know the guy that was on the soap opera?
The guy that looks like the guy, right.
And we were just sitting there, and all we were doing, grown men, like infants, sitting there sipping our whiskey, watching this golf tournament, and anytime, and Stadler was in the running, and anytime he'd come on TV, my buddy would just go, and some of the other patrons, unfortunately, at a certain point, I guess it got a little too loud. But he did it in a particular way with his mouth. He made a sound, a flatulent sound with his mouth that is the best. It sounds like almost a combination of wind breakage and a ricochet.
Wow. Now, last, excuse me for a second.
Yes, yes.
The guy could have been, you know, doing a show like that, doing an act like that.
Right.
Oh, no, they would never let that on the Regis Gong show.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to mention this very quickly. I watched the Regis Gong show last
I watched
night.
A fraction of a second.
I watched the whole thing.
How can you stand that? Really, how can you stand? I can't believe you can watch that.
I want to give you an objective and opinion.
Thank you.
And also because I have no life, and CSI was a repeat last night.
Right, yeah.
And as soon as I found out it was the repeat where the black guy is married and the redhead really is upset because she's always had a fantasy about him, it was like, although it was the first one where Grissom wore his crazy straw hat.
Yeah, but you still shouldn't watch Regis.
No, but I turned the Regis show on.
Yeah.
Because it's live.
Live.
It's live.
Anything can happen. He was wearing like the powder blue jacket, right?
No.
With the yellow tie.
Last night he had like a very shiny, almost mobster-like silver suit.
Okay, all right.
But maybe a yellow tie. It was live.
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 It was sober. I did watch it last
As he kept saying. And
he was narrowing people down, right? He was eliminating people.
It's very confusing because they've got like 100 freaks in the audience. And he says two of them are going to be put through to the semifinals. And now, it's only the second time I've watched the show.
The Asian singing group did really well.
Did you see the finger-snapping guy?
No.
Okay.
I saw the horn guy get voted off.
They say that the finger-snapping guy is back.
Right.
And this is a guy who looks like a very bad Robert Goulet impersonator.
Okay.
Okay, he's got the jet black hair.
I saw him. I didn't see him perform. I saw him when he was sitting up in the contestants' row, their version of contestants' row.
He comes out and he does the exact same thing he did 4 weeks ago when I watched the first episode. It's like he snaps his fingers and he dances and he snaps his fingers. And they're like, this is incredible talent. They're all going, yes, yes, yes. And Hasselhoff is a mess.
I hate Hasselhoff now more than I've ever hated him before.
He's got one of those things on his hand that you normally see white trash people have. It's like the permanent elastic bandage.
An ace bandage.
Except his is leather. Because remember over in England, he almost cut his arm off or something shaving? So he's got the big, gigantic disco glasses on.
Right.
He's got this thing, I don't know what to call it. It almost looks like something that a bowler would wear.
You're describing a train wreck, though. I'm starting to see why you can stay there and watch it.
No, but here's why I couldn't. The acts truly suck.
Yep.
And here's the problem. That you don't have the mean-spiritedness that the Gong Show brought.
That's right. Bad.
You don't have someone like, and I never thought I would say this, the talented J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is not afraid to stand up.
Hey, the Gong Show worked.
And gong somebody after one friggin' second.
Mm-hmm. The Gong Show worked, and with the Gong Show, you didn't have Regis struggling to read. Which is really what happens. It just like a millionaire, he's just...
You see him reading, here we go.
Oh, what about, God, I hate that.
The best part of this show, of the America's Got Talent, is where Regis has to do the voiceover.
Right.
Where it's been recorded in advance.
Yes.
And you know that... And I could tell last night by listening that it was edited in some way.
And he is reading the copy as best as he can.
That show, while it will still be... I guess it will still be number one in the ratings. I was wrong. I thought it'd be gone in 5 weeks.
Hey, ratings aren't all they're cracked up to be.
People are still watching it. But I watched it last night, and really, all I thought was total crap.
America's Got No Talent.
Total crap. And this thing is like being pimped as the big hit show of this summer.
And Hasselhoff just makes me mad. They were, those guys, the Asian singing group, the a cappella singing group, were doing whatever song they were doing. And I saw Hasselhoff doing the Paula Abdul dancing.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reach into the television and strangle him. But the show is at the top of the heap because there's crap it's on summer. Against it, right?
What do you got, right? You got a tape from last night?
Tape from last night.
All right, good. Because they are just awful. Go to cut two.
Yeah, I think it's the group, Mike, is the Chinese group called At Last?
I don't know.
See if this is it.
I don't think so. I think maybe that's one of the family groups.
I'll let you know because I remember the song. I'll remember it when I hear it.
Oh, Regis, another hit show.
Yeah, this is the group. They're like a wannabe boy band.
Yeah, right. Oh, they're the guys who wear like the tough guy hats.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I saw them.
But this is like their best act.
This is it. Yeah, these are your winners right now.
That's great. I had no idea.
Oh, God, I had no idea. Yeah. Thank you very. Thank you very much.
I've grown to hate.
To the finale. And right. One step closer to the $1 million is...
Reed Regis.
At Last. Yeah!
The Gong Show, dudes.
Only worse.
That's all I can say. The Gong Show.
It misses on so many different levels, but the show is successful, so what can we say?
All I can say is that as I was watching it last night, really I thought if they would just... You could even keep Regis as the host.
Right.
If they would just turn up the cruelness factor,
mm-hmm. right?
Just a cesson.
And let Regis, you know what? Let Regis do what he does on his show. Let him ad lib a little bit. They're making see, here's the deal. And I hate to tip my hat to Seacrest. Seacrest has the ad lib interaction between the judges. In Regis's case, his ad-lib, he just appears forced. He appears totally forced.
He's an old senile man.
He really is.
I'm here with the Hoff. What's happening, Hawk?
Oh, God.
You know, and do you think he really, before the show happened, do you think he had any idea who Brandy was?
No. No, he didn't know. He doesn't know any of the acts. He doesn't know anything.
Do you think he really even knew what David Hasselhoff was all about?
Where's my place?
Like,
what
side
do I stand on?
Like the rest of us?
Mm-hmm. And, but for some reason, I didn't like David Hasselhoff, like everybody else going in, but Hasselhoff has done more to just make me hate him in that second when he was doing the dance. Like, he's womanly. What he is he is a womanly man.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like about David Hasselhoff.
He also had a misstep on the American Idol finale when he was crying. Remember
that? Oh, that's
the audience
right.
Crying?
He was so happy about Taylor Hicks.
Sure.
He was
man,
so happy.
Men that cry. Wow.
What's the last movie you cried at, faggot? I almost forgot.
Rudy.
No.
No, it's one since then.
You sounded like a priest. No, watch it.
It was Riddleman.
You know, I was not making a joke about myself. I was saying men that cry. I was referring to a conversation you had earlier in the day.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Hey, guys.
Stop making fun of me.
I didn't realize you were talking.
But now I'm trying to think of the movie that I cried at. And I can't remember.
I think it was a TV movie, I think.
Something
you saw.
It was on TV.
Devil Wears Prada?
No, that's just one I like. Yeah, I am a fag.
How many guys are
proud of it?
Hey, let me check in the background. Hey, Yanni. Yanni. How many guys and or gals we got here?
I have three confirmed and released up and ready to go.
Three. All right. Well,
how's
I guess
your
we'll wait one more break. Hey, yeah, how's your chair today?
What? Stop it. I can't hear you. The chair's making too much noise. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, John. Main studio out. Over. Roger.
I can't hear you.
And.
Hey, time. Let me see. Farley fag time. 33 after the hour. Buzz, what's the traffic?
Sucks.
What's the weather?
Hot.
That's brought to you by Farley's Fart.
Bonus traffic and weather.
we have to do a commercial break before we actually would do it on the 8th.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Got a break. And incidentally, another great original concept used by WTOP.
Brilliant. Farley, we're coming to get you, Farley.
We're coming after you, Farley.
You feeling happy now?
Fat ass. And have you seen a picture of the guy?
Yeah, he looks like seriously nerd
finally,
man.
Finally, someone that you and I can laugh at.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally.
Grandpa Farley.
How you doing? You know, we are over here like Clooney and Pitt compared to you.
Yeah.
You big, fat, loser.
You are in...
Oh, loser.
Either way. You are in the gun sights, Farley. Yeah, it's that simple.
On top today.
You and your nerd anchors.
On top today.
Yes, hello. Rupert Pumpkin Peas. This is Jim Farley from WTOP.
Let me tell you how great I am, how fabulous I am, and how great my operation is.
Paul Farley from the Washington Post. It's Jim Farley calling from WTOP. Just wanted to say, I had a fantastic BM this morning. And, yes, we're number one again. Yep, well, it's the traffic and the weather on the 8th.
Hold on. Breaking news. Barry Bonds has not been indicted. Duh.
Yes. Hello, Farley here. Oh, what, another media magazine wants to talk to me? All right. Hello. Well, I think it's really the traffic on the 8th. Farley. Genius.
He'll talk about his genius. He'll talk about his news stations. But really, he just likes the smell of his own issue. That's what he enjoys. That's what he really likes. Hey, that was a good one, Mother. As he, like, moves his hand down there and just, you know, wafts it up to his
nose. Are we almost doing a Buddy Ryan thing with him now?
Isn't he in that age group? You know?
Yeah, he is.
He is Buddy Ryan, you know. You know, seriously, he's driving into WTOP, and it's like, oh, hell of a one, Mother.
Mike and I don't think, and we've goofed on a lot of NFL coaches.
Right.
I don't think in the whole 20-plus years we've been working together,
right,
any coach brought us more joy
than Buddy Ryan. Because it was always about running out of toilet paper. Buddy Ryan. And he had that look.
It was nothing about what he did on the field.
Right.
It was nothing about how he coached. It was nothing about
how
he...
Did we even have any inside information that he ever referred to his wife as mother?
No.
We just created that.
No.
We made it up.
Mother.
And it became like now part of his real rule.
Right.
Mother.
Out of paper.
Mother, we need crap paper up here. Oh, mother.
Buddy Ryan.
Mother Ryan.
Buddy Ryan, of all the NFL coaches we ever saw, looked like he enjoyed his morning BM more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Although I got to say that I was watching the Rich Eisen channel.
Right.
Maybe yesterday, the day before, doing a training camp thing about the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, the coach of the Cardinals is that guy, Dennis Green.
Yeah.
And Dennis,
part of the big man club.
Dennis Green is one of these guys who got real fat and then lost just a little bit of weight,
right,
and really went around and screamed, "Look at me, look
yeah,
at me!"
Dangerous.
And then, like, is very much like Luther Vandross,
right?
Where it would be fat, skinny, fat, skinny. They showed him a training camp,
which is the best because that's when they're not wearing the regular coaches' outfits; they're wearing the Heat outfits.
Now, here's what he's got on. He's got on what's got to be a 3XL polo shirt, and he has the gym shorts. That just have, like, elastic around.
So he's not even wearing the traditional coach's shorts.
No, and he's sweating so much. Huh. And they're showing the Cardinals on the field, and they say, now let's go into a close-up. Let's hear what the coach is saying. We've got some, and he's, whatever he's yelling at the players or whatever he's doing. He turns around, and you just see the biggest mix. And right over
the clinging in the heat.
Right over the areolas. Uh-huh. Right over the nursing spots.
Yes.
There are two gigantic, big, round, wet circles.
Sure.
Like someone had taken, like, the bottom of a Big Gulp can.
Right.
And just put it over each of his breasts.
Dennis Green.
I think he might be, and this might be the year that we bring back our whole let's rate the coaches and guess their bra size and see who might have the biggest turds. All the contests we used to do about the NFL coaches, I think we got to start this year with Denny Green.
Denny Green.
Really, to me,
baddest coach in the NFL, you think?
You know what? I'm so glad you asked that, Mike.
Because you got the guy up in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Andy Reid, who's lost a little weight.
Has he really?
On the other hand, Mike Holmgren.
I think it was in Atlantic City where I saw a billboard of Andy Reid, and it's just Andy Reid's head. And it's this super close-up. You can see his nose hair.
But you couldn't put his body on a billboard.
No, but you could see his... I think he's still a big man.
Wow. All right, so you've got Andy Reid, who's big. Denny Green, who's big.
Right.
Mike Holmgren.
Yeah, he fluctuates dramatically,
too. Of the Seahawks is really a fat guy.
He was getting fatter and fatter as they went to the Super Bowl last
year. Yes, and I saw him on the NFL Network, too.
Right.
He's super gigantic fat as well.
Sumo!
And God, I don't know. Oh, and the other surprise fatty is Parcells.
Bill Parcells?
Yeah.
That I saw Parcells on TV again. I'm saying it like I'm seeing these guys in real life. No, I'm on TV. Parcells, another guy, super fat, with the elastic shorts that he's got pulled all the way up like to his old man breast line.
And he's got mitts.
And oh,
he's got the mitts.
Magnificent.
They're beautiful.
And he's got the hair that's dyed yellow again.
Yeah.
Like, no one calls him on this. No one says, hey, Coach Parcells, your hair is dyed yellow.
The training camp is where you like to see him.
But.
Because training camp is where they sweat.
The very best set of mitts. And I feel almost sacrilegious saying this.
Yeah.
I was watching something about John Madden going into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh, so they show those old Madden in the white short sleeve, button down shirt.
You are reading my mind.
Yeah, I see that all the time.
There is one particular one where he really almost looks like Chris Farley.
He's Humpty Dumpty.
He's got a short white sleeve button down shirt.
Right.
He's got the tie that goes about 6 inches down.
And it's thin.
Yeah, it's very thin. And he's either very happy or very mad, but either way, it's just in slow motion.
Right.
It's like you're watching a porno almost of a guy's boobs. So they're showing all of this stuff, and then they show John Madden in a situation where you normally don't see him, not wearing a shirt and tie. They showed
not wearing a shirt.
They showed.
You're there.
They showed John Madden. Wearing,
I'm buying that DVD.
They showed him wearing a golf shirt,
right.
And when John Madden got up to speak, I almost fell on the floor because
he jiggled.
You know, when a guy wears a suit, when a big fat guy like John Madden wears a suit,
you can cover everything up.
It hides a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? And you pretty much just get used to seeing his big giant face and hearing his voice.
Right.
Well, it's one thing to really see him, and I mean...
In a golf shirt, was it as good as a wet T-shirt contest?
I analyzed him. I looked at his hands, which looked like burn victim hands.
Yeah.
He's got the summer-all hands happening.
Hey, folks, John Madden here.
But the biggest thing that Madden has going... nipples.
Yeah.
But I mean major nipples.
Major in a protruding way or major in a wide way?
Wide.
Oh. Diameter. It's all
wide,
about
wide nipples.
Like a chick.
That you could see, yes, that you can see through the golf, through the NFL Hall of Fame.
Stop making me horny. Wow.
Why, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The nipple Hall of Fame.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys, what's this? Hey, got to chime in from Northern California out here. Art Shell is a pig. Hey.
Oh. New coach of the Raiders? Yes.
Art Shell.
Very fat.
Fantastic.
Not as fat as Denny Green, though.
But it is kind of a tradition in the NFL over the years. I remember a guy, old guy named Abe Dibron.
He was the Chicago Bears.
Huge fat guy, but it's a tradition. You get fat coaches in the NFL. So.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I remember the last movie that Mike cried at.
Okay, good. What was it?
It was Eight Below.
Eight Below.
He's a fan.
Thank you.
Eight Below. Good job.
And I watched it on vacation with my kids again, but I didn't cry that time.
Good for you, Mike.
Yeah, I sucked it up. I didn't want to cry in front of my girls.
Good for you.
All right, hold on.
We got a prize for you. Hold on a second.
Is that a porno?
Rob, I can't hear you when you're talking like that.
Is that a porno? A-T-E Below?
Eight Below.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
When you get that monkey suit?
Pretty soon.
How many? Be a good monkey and find out. Please be a good Kong and find out how many people are outside.
He's lucky. Now, the nice thing is all he has to do is, like, walk five steps and look out.
Warm out there.
And I just wanted to make something clear that years ago on the show, we had someone who is now dead to us as a producer who we referred to as a monkey.
Yeah.
Still three. Yeah.
Hey, wait, come on. We need two more. Get over here.
We're going to do it the next break.
Oh, yeah. We got to get over here. If you want to do it, you want to win the prize, you got to get over here
right now.
Outside.
We don't have all day to beg you. We used to have a producer who we would call a monkey because he was very monkey-like.
Mm-hmm.
Please to be noting the distinction that I'm making with Rob.
Okay.
Rob is a bad monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I consider Rob, because Rob is so big and so hulking, to be very much like King Kong.
Oh, yes, you've made that clear.
And I take Bad Monkey from Rob's kid,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
from Robert. When Robert, who's three, first saw the ad for King Kong,
yes.
The movie he wanted to go see was the Bad Monkey movie.
Bad Monkey.
That is a bad monkey.
I bought Robert a little like Kong thing, didn't
Still
I?
Still has it in his bedroom.
Very cool. Yeah. All right.
So that's why Rob is a bad monkey. Rob is not a monkey like the other guy who really was a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rob's a monkey. Rob is an ape.
Kong-like.
Yeah. I don't want to call him a great ape because that would be giving him a compliment.
Right. Yeah, the other guy, you would refer to that because he would do things like throw his food and eat with his hands.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Am I a pretty good ape?
You're a bad monkey.
We've established that.
Well, I think anybody that saw the movie King Kong, there was an element of that storyline that made him sympathetic.
Yes.
And so in a way, yes.
But he did kill women.
He did.
Not on purpose.
And eventually
kill women.
Yes, he did.
Who did he kill?
Oh, he killed tons of villains.
Oh, God, all those people that he stepped on.
Oh, you mean the sacrificial...
And then also when he was picking up blondes in New York when they weren't Andara.
Isn't there some awful joke about, like, what do you call something between King Kong's toes? I mean, it's an awful racist joke.
It is an awful joke.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Horrible joke.
What is the punchline?
I don't remember.
We've all forgotten.
Write it down. I'm surprised you don't know this. You don't know this?
I have a vague recollection.
I think it's a horrible, horrible joke.
I remember it being not funny.
Yes, it would not make us laugh.
No.
It would not make us laugh.
It's making me laugh. I don't remember what it is.
Okay.
It's awful, though.
It's very awful.
It's awful.
We need to break.
Okay. Hey, there you go. Good ape.
But not great.
Not great. No, be right back. We'll find out who is here for the fire extinguisher contest. Be right back. Like I said, be right back.
Be right back. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was Jude Walker. I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Uh-huh.
That was Rush Limbaugh.
And that's good.
on this beautiful lady from Chicago.
And that was David Hasselhoff.
Quit your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
All right, friends, here we go. On a glorious day that we jumped 11 notches in the ratings.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We took that scarlet number 15 off our back.
We did, boy, I tell you, we didn't enjoy that. It didn't feel comfortable.
No, wearing that 15, negative.
Got to wear it for a whole 3 months, too.
Thank you so much for listening. Information about our great ratings on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Also go there to find out information about the show open contest.
Yes.
And let me see, how many people are here for the fire extinguisher? Three?
Three right now.
Three. All right, well, we're going to go outside in a second and talk to them. But first, here's one of the problems we're going to solve over the weekend. We have 8,000 computers now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a printer.
No, isn't that odd?
So it's when somebody sends us something or sends us a link or does some research,
we can't print it and bring it into the studio.
No.
If it's not on your computer, your particular computer, you're not able to read it.
Right. We're screwed. But we do have. Where do we get this from? From the WTOP website.
Yeah.
We do have the biography of the new enemy, the guy that runs the news station, the guy that calls everybody to tell them how great he does and how much he knows about radio and how much ass he's kicking. And
you got a little bio on him?
Here we go. It's his bio. Jim Farley. Weekends, you'll find me outside WTOP studio in Northwest D.C., tending my organic veggies. The Newark Street Community Garden.
Hold on a second. So he grows his veggies right outside the studio?
That's what it says. My wife Joanna is a D.C. tour guide. Mike's bit his water out.
Oh, God.
And the two of us enjoy theater, movies, hiking, swimming, and yes, touring on her days off.
Why, it's not uncommon on a certain weekend around the house, I roll her in flour and, I'm sorry.
I came to WTOP in 1996 after 8 years with ABC News in New York, managing editor and general programming of the ABC networks. Prior to that, I spent 13 years with NBC News. I was the last NBC News vice president of radio news. Congratulations, douche.
He killed it.
Before NBC...
God, he loves to talk about himself.
Before NBC sold the NBC radio networks. I started my career at All News, WINS in New York in 1966. With the official, if sexist, title of Copy Boy.
Hello.
Oh, Copy Boy. You know what those guys did.
Uh-huh.
Copy Boy.
I've taught graduate and undergraduate journalism courses at NYU. Programs on which I have been the producer, executive producer, have won every major award for which radio journalists are eligible, including the Columbia DuPont, Peabody, Polk, and grand prize at the International Radio Festival of New York.
Oh, God! Shut up!
One of my favorite tasks is fielding phone calls from people who claim WTOP has biased reporting. Exactly half of them say we have a left-wing bias, and the other says a right-wing bias.
Huh. My Greek name is Pappas Assis.
I just wish I could teleconference them.
Here's what I've done.
So this is what the guy's all
about. I bet he's a gem to work for.
On the station's website, this is the all-news station.
Got to keep my eyes on the prize, but I'm almost starting to feel sorry about his anchors now.
On the website for the news radio station, the guy who's the program director has got his own, like, bio.
Yeah.
As a sign of an ego out of control.
Sure.
Let me just say, take it from one who, I am an ego out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm on this side of the microphone.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, a guy like Farley.
You get a behind the scenes guy that's out of control. That's hell. You're living in hell.
Look out. I got news for you, Farley. Me and Mike are back.
Hello.
And we're going to take your big fat 1966 ass down a couple of pegs. Enjoy
that.
He
is. He is the face of the radio station among people that cover radio in this market. That's what he does. That's why he's having a conference.
As we talked about earlier today, you know, he calls all of the reporters. He calls the Rupert Pupkins at DCR TV. He gets his propaganda out there.
Yes.
He'll call Radio and Records. He'll call Billboard. He'll call Inside Radio. He'll tell them how great the ratings are. He'll say he has a great team. But it'll all come back to...
He's been in the corporate ladder for a long enough period, but I'm sure his greatest skill is his networking. That's what he does better than anybody else, and that's what a lot of these guys... that survive, these dinosaurs, they survive for a long time because not because they're particularly talented or they're particularly entertaining. They just know how to network.
For the final time, the best thing that happened to Jim Farley was 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that happened to Jim Farley was us going to number 15 in the ratings.
Right.
Because now I'm afraid we really have to reclaim our territory.
Yeah, and you're in the way, Farley.
Now, Jimmy, 66 Jimmy, before you give out any more interviews, way back in April, I made a prediction that we would be number one, 12-plus, in the beauty pageant, all listeners, mm-hmm. by the end of the year. Right. I guarantee you, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, unless, like Mike said, unless we go to World War III,
right.
you are going down.
You're going down, brother.
So get all the pub you can right now.
Right.
Call every radio guy you can and tell them how smart you are.
We're going to be finding out as much as we can about you, and we're going to be talking about you.
Okay. Tell them how smart you are mm-hmm. and that you're the only guy in the world that's figured out to give traffic and weather together on the 8th.
You hear us, copy boy? Oh, copy boy. We're and coming to get you, copy boy.
Some Saturday morning, maybe I'll be down in Northwest mm-hmm. looking for some organic zucchini.
Uh-huh. Maybe you and the missus can hook up with Donnie. That'll be fun, wouldn't it?
Nice. How about that?
Compare organic vegetables.
I'll just be riding my Pee Wee Herman bicycle
right.
down there past your radio station. And I'm sure you'll be down there announcing to people, I'm Jim Farley, I'm the boss.
Yeah, don't make such a big deal about the fact that you have organic vegetables. We had organic vegetables on this show just as early as yesterday.
Well, and today.
Joe.
I mean, that's, you're right. Tom really is the biggest organic vegetable.
He's a delightful vegetable.
Let me see.
All natural.
In about 5 years, Jim will be an organic... Oh, thank you, Rob. In about 5 years, Jim will be an organic vegetable.
He will indeed. I mean, he talks about working when he was in 1966.
Yeah. Which makes him 80.
Which, he's 80 years young.
So everybody here in the D.C. area should know when you read the Washington Post tomorrow, when they have the recap of the ratings,
right.
just check out how many quotes are from Jim Farley at WTOP.
Yes.
And check out how many of the quotes are... And I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to be written, but it's going to be like... this is a great team. We're an influential radio station.
Right.
We're the talk of the town. Once again, we've proven that people cannot exist without our radio station.
Uh-huh.
Please, fat ass. Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
You know what? He's just got to sit at home at night and pray like we have bad thunderstorms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What he wants.
Is that any way to run a radio station?
Because he gets credit because, you know.
Sit around at night and say, you know, he's got to love this. He's got to let somebody must call him and say, you know, hey, it's 15 days in a row somebody got killed in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
I hope I get a Peabody for this one. Badass.
Yeah. Oh, and I hate to be a nitpicker, but. Can we see some kind of proof about all those awards?
Yeah, because, you know, we've got a disc jockey that works on our radio station that kind of talks about awards
claims
and gets in trouble
didn't
and
have.
Really didn't have one.
Right.
So, you know,
and if you've got...
I mean, did you earn it yourself there, Jimmy, or, you know, did somebody... Were you part of a large group of people and maybe it's sitting on somebody else's mantle?
Or is it one of those deals where if you pay some money, they bring you down and they give you the cap and gown?
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. we know you're a master... Self-promoter.
I'd call you right now to see if you'd go on the air with us, but I'm sure you're busy brown-nosing the Washington Post,
mm-hmm.
talking to Paul Farrier of the Post.
Or watering the garden. His organic vegetables.
His organic vegetables.
Yay.
Why don't you water my organic vegetables, Jim? Or even better, how about I water yours the old-fashioned way?
Fantastic. That'd be a nice thing to do. Those vegetables would taste super after that. And they'd have a nice golden color.
And speaking of that, it's time for... news and weather, traffic and weather on the fives. Buzz, what's the weather?
Sucks.
And,
No, traffic.
Oh. I'm sorry.
We changed the order.
You can't play this game. You're not fast enough.
All right.
Mike is always fast enough. I can flip him up on Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yes?
What's the weather?
Sucks.
I was double-crossing you there. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Never mind. You want
to. Hey, can I just say hi to my nephew who's coming into town?
Sure.
He's going to be listening. And unlike so many other of my family members, he requested a shout-out. And so, Michael Parsley, if you're, I hope the radio's on and you're coming into town and I'm taking you to dinner tonight. And my nephew, he's a strapping young man. Do you realize that he is now... I believe 6'2 or 6'3.
Wow. Wow.
And you know, I'm proud of him. He's a soccer player. He's starting, I think, for Colgate. He's a good kid, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Hey, Michael, I've never met you, but how's your mom?
Stop it.
That's your sister, right?
Yeah, that's Kathy's son. Yes, Kathy's son, please.
Applebee's tonight, party of two, O'Mara. The name O'Mara.
Yeah, and I think he's bringing his gal pal with him also, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a very good time. Looking forward to it.
Good for you. Oh, I got to tell you something funny that my son said today. Speaking of kids, you made me think of this. You know, humility comes in different ways. Mm-hmm. Mac Davis had a song.
Huh?
I hate starting a story with this.
You always do.
But it's a song called, you remember, Lord, it's hard to be humble
when you're perfect in every way.
Sure. Each day I keep getting better.
Keep getting better looking each day.
Anyway, today the ratings came in. And as you've heard us scream about here, they're great. So I was telling everybody, you know, telling Mike, hey, great news, mm-hmm. good work, call Buzz,
right.
call everybody up, talk to Hughes.
It's a good day, you know. I mean, you wait 3 months for it. You want to get a good day like this.
Right. I call my girlfriend. I'm sure we're all the same way. I call my girlfriend. I say, hey, guess what? I'm not going to be an a-hole this weekend. The ratings are great.
Yeah.
Then keeping in mind that he has different hours than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I call my son.
Okay.
Still the night owl.
Right.
Doesn't start school again for another 3 to 4 weeks, something like start college. So I call him down there about 11 a.m. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know, Uncle Mike and I kicked ass. Like, best ratings book we've had in 5 years.
Right.
He said, Dad, that's fantastic. I'm so proud of you. Can I call you back? And I said, oh, yeah, sure, of course. And I hang up. I don't think anything about it. About a half hour goes by. He calls me up and he says, Dad, I am so thrilled. Congratulations. I said, what were you doing? He said, hey, did you know that Opie and Anthony had Kevin Smith on their show? And I said, I'm not really aware of that. He said, yeah, I was just listening to it online.
Right.
Dad, it was really, really a great segment. And I said, well, I'm glad you liked it. He said, yeah, you know, I'm going to go see Clerks 2 tonight. And I said, okay. And he said, congratulations on the great ratings, Dad. He doesn't process it.
No, he doesn't know.
Right?
He doesn't know that he's hurting you.
So I just hung up the phone and sat there for a moment and thought, you know, okay, there's the balance.
Yes.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, you and I got the world, we got the tiger by the goddamn tail.
Of course.
I call my own flesh and blood. Right? He says, that's really great. Can I call you back? Why? Because he's listening to O&A.
That's life, baby. That's humility. Thy name is Bart. That's fantastic.
So he says, Dad, don't you ever have guys like Kevin Smith on?
I think I don't want to make you feel bad, but I think he might have been on two shows on our radio station in Washington.
Oh, really? Who else?
Yeah, I think he was on the morning show also. I think he was on the Junkies. I think he was.
How you doing, monkey?
Did you want him?
No. Kevin Smith, I'm not a fan of Kevin Smith. I'm not a fan of Dogma or Silent Bob. Thinking you get me another guy from the Netherlands who's only 6 hours ahead?
That's why I turned him down.
Oh, God. It's funny. I mean, things are cool because Bart knows that things are cool with us and Opie and Anthony now.
Yes,
so we got no problems with those dudes. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Because, you know, you get perspective. And he didn't know, did he? He didn't have a clue.
He did not have a clue. No, and I didn't
If it had been any of us doing that, it would have been big trouble. Big trouble.
What the hell
are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
Come on now, support the team.
Right. I just said, okay, well, I'm glad you liked it. He said, okay, I'll call you tonight and tell you if I like the movie.
You know what? Really, it gives you perspective on everybody else. Because, I mean, radio is radio. That's what it is.
Well,
except for Farley.
Right. Farley, you bastard.
Farley.
Except for our new to Argus.
66. Farley.
We'll have to get the real age. We will have to get the real. If he was like, if he was
a copy boy.
Is that when he was a copy boy in 1966?
That's what his bio on the station's website
copy
says.
Copy boy. Which really is just a synonym for sex slave.
That means he's closing in on 60, or he's very close.
What have you ever done seriously, Jim Farley, besides giving the temperature and saying that all of the roads are crowded?
Mm-hmm.
What have you contributed to radio?
Yeah, I'm far.
Nothing. Nothing. Number one, plastic empire.
Take a look at this organic eggplant.
Ass hat.
Oh, we're coming after you, Farley.
There you go. I'm bringing that one back in. I'm bringing that one just for him. A.H., no. Ass hat, Mr. Farley. Looking forward to it.
He may even be a recurring character on this show.
I think he might be born over the weekend. I might actually work really hard on creating
you know
some.
What I
might be born during the commercial break.
You know what I think?
Yeah.
I hate to bring back, I know you don't like repeating,
mm-hmm.
but I really did like your...
I know the one you want. You know what? Hold on. Don't. I know the one you want. I'll do it, and but don't tell me, because I know it's the one you
all
want.
All right, go.
Just to say.
How you doing, Jim? I'm okay. Jeez, I'm really... Why are they talking so badly about me? My name is...
That's exactly it.
Oh, another seasonal cold.
Damn nation.
You guys had a good rating book today, right? The news station?
Yes, and I was a copy boy.
Grape juice, please, Mother. How many TV stations, newspapers have you called this afternoon? Websites?
37 of them.
And all of them, you tell them how great your station
is? I tell them the fact that we're in the driver's seat as far as the ratings are concerned. And then I tell them also about my history and how many big awards I won. In the past, and the fact that I had humble beginnings as a copy boy. You know what my name is?
What?
Jim Farley. A large grape juice and 3 Ritz crackers, please. Oh, dear.
What?
My rash.
No.
My rash. The doctor said it's a very rare skin disorder that resembles baby's diaper rash. And I've only got it very, very close to the crack of my ass. I'm Jim Farley.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Wonderful.
That's exactly it.
Here's the latest in the big news of T.O.P. Dodd and Mike can do all the talking they want. I'm counting on another major disaster, so our radio station will be at the top of the heap. Oh, boy. Can I have some noodles, please, for lunch? Just with butter.
Would you like to pray for a tsunami?
I'd like a tsunami or any other disaster. Each and every night I go to sleep saying, please, please, Israel, Lebanon, blow up into something really big, like World War III.
You know, when you were really probably at your happiest since 9/11?
When was that?
Weren't you happy when the D.C. sniper was around?
Oh, boy, back to back. I could have been happier. More disasters, please. That keeps me in the driver's seat. I'm Jim Farley. Oh, dear.
What happened?
I just broke a pimple.
Oh, no.
By shifting my weight in my big director's chair.
When we come back,
yeah.
Even if there's only 3 guys,
okay.
We're going with the fire extinguisher roulette when we come back.
Ready to go.
God knows we waited all day for this.
I'm never having my cholesterol checked again. That was a false number. False positive. That's what that was.
Who are you?
Jim Farley. Oh, dear. I had a wet one again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Go ahead, Mike. You can hit it this time.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
All right, Phil. Whatever you say.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Are we back to this again with you?
Are you a prostitute?
Hey.
Yes. Are you a drunk?
Yes.
You've been drinking today?
I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we both have. You are in denial.
You are a dick.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Right.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as a compliment, Dr. Phil.
Now, let's see. Outside we go.
Yes.
We've got at least two guys. Maybe more. You know, see, the problem is that people have been waiting and coming and going outside.
Right. It's been kind of a busy show. We've had a lot to talk about today.
So let's see. Come on. Check.
Hello?
Wireless microphones. Wireless microphones.
Hello?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Here we go, everybody. Outside.
Yes.
To see the guys with the fire extinguishers. Buzz, come on out.
All right.
Grab a microphone.
All right.
Let's see who's outside for the big Olympics game. Oh, I see at least three guys. Are you not playing, honey? Just bystanders. Now, I don't know if bystanders are allowed. I mean, you got to play. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Rob.
Now, Rob? Rob from Gaithersburg. You're playing today, right?
Sir.
Thank you very much. And you, friend, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Rockville.
You're going to be playing now. Mike, these people who just came down to watch.
Oh, you like to watch. What's your name, ma'am?
Watch.
What's your name?
Tandra.
Tandra, and your name, sir?
My name's Maurice.
Now, any chance we can get either one of you to... Oh, of course, you're wearing short pants, so he wouldn't be able to do that anyway, unfortunately.
What's
that?
Congratulations on the ratings. I'm
Thank
from
you.
Rockville, and I heard you moved here. I don't live in this building. I live in the next one. I remember you from years ago, and remind you a little bit later where I know you're from.
He's talking to you, Mike.
He's
knows
looking
you
right at me. I'm not sure what this is about.
You're, both looking, of us?
You're staring right at me.
Winston's and Goldie. Years ago.
Oh, Winston's and Goldie.
Okay, well, there's
Goldie,
no need,
yes,
there's
okay.
Really no need to discuss that now, is
really
there,
no need to have those stories told on the air. We really don't have to go down that highway, absolutely. But
now, where did
old friends, good times, sunnier days.
Where did LOO go?
Lou Katz came by to say hello this afternoon, and I think, did he vanish? Did Lou leave already, or is he upstairs? Or what?
You guys didn't talk to him?
Yeah, he
came
in. It's us talking to him. We're just looking for him. Oh, here he is. Hold on. Here he is.
Ah, there he is.
Hey, come here. Hey, here's our friend, LOO Cast.
Now we're going between broadcast corporations right now. They hate this, but we don't care. We've all been doing it too
long. Lou does mornings at Wash, and Lou is the guy that was going to be the best man in my wedding until Steve King.
I'm not
going to
go into that story.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving everybody the background on that. Anyway, LOO on the radio.
We are your welcome wagon here, man.
Oh, look at you.
What did you bring by there?
Wash FM crap.
Oh, Wash FM stuff. Okay, I'll wear that. All right.
There's a large, hoping you guys might be able to one day.
A large? What, Lou, read the prize
card? You want XXXXL? I said, no, give them larges.
Larges.
give them reasons. What else we got?
I'll cherish this. You know, I'm always looking for something. That? This
They're
is
pink.
So, Lou, how do you like soft rock, less talk?
Lou's funny. I can see Lou going, hey, listen, get me something out of the prize closet. Okay. Hey. And somebody just hands him a couple of bags.
We're going to go by and welcome Don and Mike. Give me something out of the prize closet.
Oh, you said just get some crap. Anyway, Lou has been a lifetime friend, and it's great to have you. And Wally, say hi to Wally, too. Because Wally is the
bodyguard.
Now, Wally.
Wally World.
Serious. It's Marty Dempsey, another good friend of mine for many, many years. Wally. What the hell? Let me just say that to you. What the hell?
My brother.
What the hell?
Yes. Happy to be alive.
You know, like I used to say with Big Don O'Brien, especially with, right. with my friend Wally.
Wink stinks and goodbye Rockville, or what?
Well, no.
That's when you left Rockville. Now you're back.
If not, there for the grace of God, go I. I mean, we've walked into many of the same bear traps. And it's great to see you again, Wally. And you, Lou.
Come by and just welcome you guys, man.
Very nice.
It's
great.
We can't be working down the pike from you and not say hi. So.
That's right. You're just down the street, aren't you?
Wow.
Three blocks away.
I hope you won't mind if we come by your soft rock radio station.
You guys are welcome any morning. Yeah, come by.
They'd love that, wouldn't they?
LOO, it's great to see you. Now, let me give you an idea for a bit on your show, Monday.
Please, can I steal this one?
You can. We've got guys with fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers are down here.
Oh, here we go, Robbie.
All right, we have to go downstairs. All right,
now, this
come
is
along.
Fire extinguisher roulette. This is something I read that the Carolina Panthers, I found out, was a team that did this.
But they did it with bare buttocks.
Yeah, what they do is take their rookies and they would bend them over like they're going to hike the ball and pull down their pants and put the fire extinguishers right by their behinds.
I somehow think that people are afraid of this. These guys are very, very brave souls. What's that, Rob?
We should head over to the sidewalk.
To the sidewalk, he says. Mike is going to walk us as far away from the building as possible.
What are you worried about there, Spiewak?
Everything.
And yet nothing.
All right,
so we've got at least
two contestants. How are we going to do this? How is this going to work?
Here's how it's going to work. Rob has how many fire extinguishers?
Five canisters.
Each of you guys, now, it's going to be
the guy who, I guess, gosh.
The guy that ends up the last guy to have the empty canister, if there is one, will be the winner.
And there is an empty canister.
There is one empty canister. So the way this should work.
There are four loaded canisters, and there's one empty canister.
So we're going to go back and forth, and it could happen right away.
Yes, it could.
See, that's the tough thing.
But that's why it's fire extinguisher roulette.
That's why I always hated the key in the box game. You know what I mean? The winning key. Who's going to start the car? Remember that one time?
Yes.
We gave away a car, and we had everybody like 500 keys, and the first person to turn the key over.
It was a pisser.
That sucked.
We'll start with you now, friend. You've got your safety goggles on. You've got your safety mask on.
Can I shoot?
No, Rob is the designated shooter, Mike.
I want to shoot.
Well, if we have some left over, you can shoot.
Okay.
What was your name again, friend?
Rob.
All right, Rob, what we need you to do is...
You know, I'll tell you something. It's certainly safe enough. We've certainly made safety for...
These guys have goggles on and they've got the masks on. Bend over like you're going to hike a football.
And pick a number
now,
1 through 5.
Pick a number 1 through 5.
5.
Five.
Rob has selected fire extinguisher number 5. Now.
All right, what we're going to do is we are going to, on the count of three, on a three count, you're going to do the three count?
You got it.
And then we'll find out. Rob, you can probably get a little closer.
Now, Rob, here's the guy. I'm going to put the microphone, not to be too homoerotic, but here it is.
That's his bottom.
That's where food comes out, right here.
20 years in radio, pretty good stuff, isn't it, Lou?
Like this, Lou, you can steal this on Monday.
How do you feed your family? Here we go. Yes, this is good
stuff.
All
right, now, Rob... If, in fact, this guy does not get sprayed, he's the immediate winner.
Right.
Okay, ready? One. Now, and you got to stay in the position like you're going to hike the football.
And stay in the position till the bitter end, until we tell you to get up.
Ready. Keeping in mind, if there's nothing in this fire extinguisher, your butt will remain dry, and you get $200.
Real nice and close, Rob.
One.
Right up near the hole.
Two. Three. Go.
You know, I think of the people driving by on Old Georgetown Road right now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Wow.
That's not the answer we wanted. Oh, it's horrible.
All right, well,
it was awesome.
It was not empty.
It was, okay, stand up. You made it to the next round.
Jesus.
Now, hold on.
Look, he's leaving a trail.
You know,
you are laughing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because that was hilarious.
How did it feel?
Good question, Mike.
Yeah.
I needed a good breeze, and that was good breeze right there.
Did it feel cool to the buttock?
Yeah, actually it did.
Can you imagine what it would feel like for the Carolina Panthers that did it with their pants fully pulled down?
They don't know what they're missing, though.
This guy's funny.
Faggot says what?
He's been waiting all day.
Yeah.
All right,
let's bring up the other guy.
The next victim.
And what was your name again, sir?
Joe.
All right, Joe.
Joe has the surgical mask on. He has the protective goggles.
Joe, pick a number between 1 and 4.
Two,
Robbie. Two. Here we go.
Now, if you get the empty chamber, you're the big winner.
$200 in cash.
Who's going to be the big winner on the Don and Mike show?
Hey, Joe, thanks for wearing black today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Let's let this visitor from another land get by.
Rob, they are not necessarily from another land.
Oh, look at them, Mike.
Thank you very much.
They're not from our land.
Thanks Kumatsu. Thank you, Kumatsu.
Thanks for putting your kid in the car seat.
Okay. No need to use arable car seat in Rockville.
I saw Britney Spears on TV.
We drive along. That kid won the back seat. We get in head-on collision. It's okay. I got insurance.
Okay, ready?
Hey, hold on. Before we do this, have you guys taken a look at what this has done to our shoes?
Yeah, we're dusty.
You should have seen your breath. You were talking a moment ago, and that powder was coming out. Oh, look at how delighted he is.
No, you're
just like delighted when it's a major disaster.
I just thought you should know.
Buzz probably knows. Can you get high from that, Buzz?
I don't know. Let me read the ingredients.
Okay.
You know, the wind is blowing that
way.
We should point him in the other direction.
All right, turn around. Let's see your ass from the other way.
All right, here we go. This is now fire extinguisher number 2 for Fire Extinguisher Olympics. Are you a contestant?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Jump in. What's your name?
Brian.
Hold on, Brian.
All right. All right,
let's do this, guy.
It's Joe, right, Joe? All right,
Joe,
bend over, Joe.
Good luck.
Can I clinch up?
Rob?
Here we go, Rob.
Here we go.
Three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh, that's a full one. Oh.
Feel the death.
Thank you.
Get him right. Get him right in his crack. Get him right in the back.
Oh, dear, man.
That's a wise crack.
How was that?
It's like a deep tissue massage.
You know, I want to say, Joe, you picked a very good day to wear black.
Our third contestant, a walk-up. Come on up.
Don?
A deep tissue
massage. I breathed it, and yes, you can get high from it.
Really, you get a little buzz?
Yeah.
He needs to get an ID so we can clear him. He'll be right back. He's running to his car.
What's the problem? What, you don't think he's 21?
Need proof.
Jesus proof. Christ, you monkey.
I am a monkey.
You bad monkey.
Not
you
bad.
Bad ape.
Because,
here
you know.
He comes.
Come on, Ron, hurry.
He's getting his ID. He's going to need a shower after this.
How old is he, Rob?
Together.
He was born in 1980. That makes him 36. No, he's 26.
26, okay. What's your name again?
Brian.
All right, Brian, then Rob's going to give your wallet back.
All right. Brian, now, we have a guy that works over at another station. You wouldn't know a guy named Kevin, would you? Okay, I'm just checking. All right. All right, let's get ready to go here.
We have something interesting. I need him to turn around because someone put one of the empties back with the fulls.
Oh, turn around, please, so you can't see which
everybody
one
turn around.
Turn around.
Got to turn around.
Don't peek. Robin has rules.
The pressure meters have masking tape over them, so we
tell
can't
me something.
See which is which.
Can you tell us about the horrors, sir, of adult acne?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's what Mike was alluding to when he was
talking
about.
No, now, this guy, Kevin, that's back at, this guy, Kevin, that's at our station is much worse than
you are.
He's
laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Tom Cruise next to him.
All now, right.
Pick a
ready.
Number between...
That's why.
You what?
I'm taking prednisone, that's why.
Why are you taking prednisone?
For colitis.
Oh, that's tough. So you got a little stomach and a little, okay, well, you know, good luck. This will cure that. Yeah, this actually might clear everything
pick
up.
Pick a number between 1 and 3, and if yours is empty, you win $200.
All right, I'll go 3, please.
3, Rob.
I like both you guys, but I am kind of, you know, colitis and acne, I'm kind of rooting for this guy.
Sure, all right, bend all over.
All right.
Bend over, here we go.
1, 2, 3. Full chamber.
All over his ass. And how does it feel?
It's going in my mouth, so it's not that great.
Oh, going in your mouth.
That'll help with colitis.
Yeah, Mr. Detail-oriented.
That's not what it was supposed to be.
What did he say?
You know, Rob gave all the other guys goggles and masks.
Yeah.
This guy, he just let him sit there and get a face full. But he did his ID check.
Do you feel like you got a buzz?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, very good. Something
now
bad, right? Something
got
evil.
How many canisters left? Two.
Two. One is good, one ain't.
Where's our first contestant? Come on back up.
All right, the odds are looking really, really good for you. You got a choice of two canisters, and one of them might be the winning canister.
Now, number one or number two, which do you want?
Oh, number two.
That's the questions we constantly ask in the studio. Number one or number two?
All right, so you've got your goggles, you've got your mask. We need you to bend over. Assume the position.
Buzz, watch out. You're standing out on Georgetown Road. Don't want to get hit by a car.
Number two.
All right.
All right.
Unless this is totally rigged, this one should be empty. I mean, the odds would say...
Well, it's 50-50 chance.
The odds would say that really, I mean...
It's like playing Baccarat, baby. You know, is it the dealer or the player?
Have you played this straight or have you fixed this?
I am as straight as the day is long.
Okay. That tells me this one's going to be loaded.
Here we go. Three.
Okay, two.
Two.
One.
One. Empty chamber!
Oh, empty chamber!
It's an empty chamber!
The other two guys,
chamber.
Sorry guys, you are the big winner. What now, how much do you feel? You waited all day.
Oh, I feel awesome. This is great.
So you get $200 in cash because you won the Fire Extinguisher Olympics. And just to prove, or not Olympics, but a roulette.
Roulette.
Just to prove, Mike, you wanted to play with
it,
right?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to do it.
You
I'm just shooting it on the grass. Or I'll just do it on the sidewalk. It'll be easier to do. Really? Three?
You know how mad Lou would be if you went over and sprayed Lou?
Sprayed Lou? Yes, I'm not doing that to Lou.
I'm not.
Don't. He's nice to come down. He's
I'm
not going to like
I'm
it.
I'm just going to tease him.
All right, go ahead. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Thou wants to spray you with a fire extinguisher.
Hey, Lou. I'm not going to spray you, Lou.
No. Years of abuse. He worked with you. You know.
I just love walking towards Lou with a fire extinguisher.
All right. Hey, ma'am. You sure? Okay.
Now, come on. Mic's off. How about just a little on your feet?
Oh.
You know, in Prince William County, Virginia, there are women that would be.
She said, for what?
For what?
What could we offer her to let you spray her feet?
A night with Buzz?
Two nights with Buzz.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
How about a neck rub from Buzz? Like
you're not dead.
How about a neck rub like Bush gave that German chick?
Right.
Would you like a neck rub from Buzz?
No.
She doesn't want to do it.
No?
No. My lovely doesn't want to do it. My lady doesn't.
All right, go ahead, Mike. Let it fly.
Very good.
Have
here we go.
Have some fun.
I don't know.
Is it fun?
No, it's not that fun.
Come on.
Let me try it then.
All right, well, you're out of gas almost.
Really?
Oh, my God, we're causing a major traffic hazard here.
Wow, this stuff is blowing everywhere, isn't it?
The wind has shifted.
Jesus Christ.
Gee, oh, pfft.
Hold on, I'm going to do it right at a car.
Do not do it at a car.
No, don't do it at a car.
Don't do it at a car,
Don.
I'm not going to do it at a car. Don't worry. We're all right. Nothing to see here. Move on by. Hi. Hey.
Don't roll your window down. Don't roll your window down.
I'm not going to spray in her car.
All right.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Wait, she's a hottie.
Hi, what you doing?
Driving home.
Hi, I'm Don. That's my friend Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
How you doing?
We've got some fire extinguishers out here.
That's pretty sweet.
We're playing with fire extinguishers. Ever see the inside of a radio station?
There we go.
Well, you're on a major drag. Wait, you got to get out of the road. They're going to beep at you.
Yeah, come on. Come on in, honey. There you go.
You're on the radio.
Look at that. Ooh, you know what we got here?
Way to spot them, Don.
Well, I'm out doing my trolling for Buzz.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's chat with her. Hi, what's your name again?
There we go.
What is it?
Mary.
Mary, how are you, Mary? Mary, you wearing a bra? Okay, I was just checking. All right, there's Don on the other side.
Hi, Mary. Hi, I'm Don. Really? What?
You're not going to shoot me, are you?
No, I'm not. Would you step out of the car for a minute?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, see, can I just tell you something? I'm really with NBC to catch a pedophile, and you should not ever stop your car, even if it's a disc jockey with a fire extinguisher. Here, Buzz. Would you go say hi to our newsman, Buzz? Would you give him a hug?
Buzz is a very horny newsman.
Is this Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you.
And Mary, watch this.
Oh, my God.
That's not the first time that's happened.
I just shot Buzz's crotch with fire extinguisher.
Did you enjoy that, Mary? Will you listen to the Don and Mike show forever now?
Cross my heart.
And
God bless you.
Didn't put out the fire.
Oh, that, all right. That's disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping your car.
See you later.
Take care of that gnarly flip-flop in the back of your car there, okay? Yeah. It shrunk?
The heat,
absolutely. Years. Thank you, Mary.
All right, H.O.T. hot.
Good luck with your tennis game.
God bless. Bye, honey. See you later.
Love 40. All right.
See you later. Go Terps. She's big University of Maryland.
Be careful.
What?
Hey, hold on.
What's our station number? WTOP. My name's Jim Farley. I'd love to have sex with you. I'm a married man. 106.7, honey. 106.7. There you go.
You have a great day. 106.7. You can listen to yourself in about, what's our delay now?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you can hear.
Sometime tomorrow. Bye now.
Are you listening to us right now?
Bye-bye. There she goes.
All right, have a little trouble with that dial position.
Oh, don't back up!
God, you're going to kill
us. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Don't forget to check out the Luke Cash Show on Wash FM in the morning. All right?
Yeah, don't forget, Luke plays the hits while you spray your pits.
Fabulous Luke Katz and his sex advice each and every morning from 6 to 10. Lou doles out the very latest in cutting-edge sexual... What? Who is that? Oh,
and right. Monday morning on Wash FM, I believe it, genital piercings, right? Isn't that that's the discussion, right, Lou? Yeah,
exactly. Tuesdays.
It'll be very, very... The Labyrinth. The Labyrinth with Lou Katz.
Oh, and Buzz, I'm really sorry.
That's quite all right.
I'm really sorry. I noticed, but you're having a good time.
Yes. Wiggling my pants.
Yes, trying to get the fire extinguisher out of your genitals.
Don't forget Monday morning. It's Lou and Marty with the party. The fabulous show. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Good times had by all.
Thank you all. We got a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number 4.
Right on!
Woo-hoo! 8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe. Just watch Joe. The Don and Mike Ratings Blowout. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out O'MaraSRestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
Mike Show.
Incredible.
The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now, so you better get that party started.
Holy macrophilus.
Nightmare.
La, 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 la.
Holy Las Vegas.
Robin.
Let's see, for all of our contestants,
holy ball and chain.
Who stood outside and got the fire extinguishers in there? Dookie, duke, 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 duke.
Holy caffeine.
Holy sphincter. They won $50 tower gift cards.
Wow. Holy fruit salad.
For all the latest movies and music, visit Tower.
Yeah. Holy heart failure.
Tower Records and Tower.com.
Tower.
Tower Records, life played loud.
Holy hole in a donut.
Right, I got you. Okay, here's where we are.
Yes.
Very good day for the show.
Yeah. Very, very good day
for very the good show. Ratings for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll be reading about it in the newspaper tomorrow.
Yes, I hope so, and I hope that this cajoling that we did will somehow get Paul Farida to, you know, give us our due in the newspaper. As you said before, it was a meteoric rise to the top five, and I think that's a good thing.
11 spots, one rating book from number 15 to number 4, and that's not counting all the demo stuff that we're number 1 in. So thank you very much for your support here in D.C. We got a big party on Wednesday night at Mike's Joint. You just heard that.
Right.
Also, our best ratings ever on 105.7 Free FM in Baltimore. So we thank you for that.
Thank you. My hands together for that. And really, we do appreciate that, Baltimore. We're really excited about that.
And one more time, rounding out the big three, Sacramento, thanks again for making us number one.
And Sacramento, really, based on your consistency, you know, we always hang in there. You know, there doesn't seem to ever be any kind of wobble. Yeah. It's always
good. They don't care when we suck.
No, they don't care when we suck at all.
They listen all the time.
That's right. We're so grateful.
Yes.
That's sort of.
Someday we may have to move there.
Right.
Well, we suck again.
Well, you know, they've got wine. They got wine close by,
that
right?
Helps. You know, we are always on the lookout for something new to open the show with.
Yeah.
For a while, we had a theme song.
Right.
Then we would play a bunch of different wacky tapes. Then we had the groaners and the really lame groaners. And then we would just do a show open where we would just come on and talk. And finally, I was thinking, I'd like to get something, and everybody agreed that the listeners had something to do with. What are you laughing at?
Norman, why were you talking to me in my headphones? Why?
I'm sorry. We were talking about the groaners, and I thought of Billy Big Bang.
Oh, that's right. So when you were talking about the groaners, I didn't get it because it scared me. Mm-hmm. When you were talking about the groaners, John Norman from the producer's room keys in his microphone and says, "Hi, Mike."
Okay.
John,
I know I won't do it again.
Unless you can share with the entire class, no passing notes to Mike.
Sorry, teacher.
Just throw the hand up, and I'd be glad to give you.
Man, see, I like getting the notes. I'm sorry I busted you, John.
He can still do it.
Okay.
He can still send you.
In fact, do it during this whole segment, John. Go ahead. Have a running dialogue with
private
me.
Private messages. We are looking for new opening stuff for the show made by you guys, and we've asked you to send your MP3s to Don and Mike website. .com. We've got more than we want to hear now. We are so backed up. We have over 34 of them we've not heard yet.
That's great.
So we're going to hear a couple right now.
Good.
Oh, two other real quick items. First, Bobby Mailman and I can't work out this weekend for getting together for Xbox.
Oh. Okay.
So we're going to get together next weekend with Rob and with the tape recorder. And also, yeah, you're excited, aren't you? Huh? King Kong?
Yeah, next weekend.
No, really, we have, even if you can't make it, I got to do it with him next weekend.
Okay.
And
I'll be there. I wouldn't leave you hanging.
Don't forget that next Saturday night, our own Mike O'Mara will be singing the national anthem at the Potomac Nationals baseball game.
A week from this Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 29th.
Okay. All right. Oh, jeez. All right. I gotta like go on the wagon then.
And
because alcohol affects the singing voice.
And I was.
Do you guys? I have a question to ask about that. Do you want me to do traditional, like old Robert Merrill singer, or do you want me to do kind of slightly modern singer?
I think you should do whatever you feel most comfortable with.
I feel comfortable with both.
You're in a group full of baseball fans, really singing the national anthem at a minor league game.
I understand, and I mean I could do it like that traditional, say, or I can really do the oh, say, can you see?
I'd vote for that.
You want me to do like the opera star thing?
I'd vote for that.
Rob says Bo Bice.
Yeah, give me a little Bo Bice. A little rock and roll.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll have to grab the kidlings. It's on my off weekend with my progeny, but I'll bring them down for that.
It'll be fun. I just realized.
Did you just break your phone?
The battery just popped out.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's okay. I was just looking at my notes and thinking, what the hell happened to Tori Holt calling in today?
Yeah.
And I noticed that in the last hour, I have 5 missed calls.
Oh, no.
Too many.
From blocked ID.
That's very, very... Oh, is that him?
So that has to be Tori Holt. See, because I didn't know... I emailed EA Sports what I thought the hotline number was.
Right.
And also gave them my cell phone number and your cell phone number as a backup.
The problem is a lot of times in a radio studio, the hotline will light up like a strobe.
Do you think we can get the football player to call in next week?
Tori Holt? Oh, I would, Mike, let me put it to you like this.
All right.
Uh-oh.
I know that since my brief involvement with EA Sports... What they are most interested in is promoting the release of Madden 07.
So there's a good chance, too, that the contractual obligation...
Mr. Holt would be probably calling the show, I would imagine, Monday.
Well, I would look forward to that. I think that it'll be a wonderful marketing ploy for EA Sports if we get Holt to call in.
And what Rob was indicating was, at most stations where the hotline rings, the super secret line, there's a big, gigantic, like, flashing bat phone light that goes on.
Yeah, instead of a bell. I like those.
That's one of the things that we don't have worked out yet in our new studio. So
it's going to be hooked up to the printer.
He may, we don't have a printer for our computer either. He may have called on the hotline. It looks like he called at least 5 times on my cell phone.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Very good
with that. And yeah, Mike's singing the national anthem next Saturday night with your Potomac Nationals.
Very good.
Now, on to the entries for the jingle contest. I'm sorry, show open contest.
Right.
Because it's not a jingle contest.
No, no.
Here is one from a guy named Matthew Dent.
Matthew Dent.
Matthew Dent.
No relation to Bucky Isle.
It is 51 seconds, and here's what he's got for us. Oh, that's a record. Hold on a second.
The Don and Mike Show. Story. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. With Rob Spivak and Buzz Burbank on the...
Okay. I know I promised that we'd listen to everyone's for at least a minute.
A minute. But you pulling the plug on that one?
Yeah.
No chance there's anything to follow that high voice man at all?
Did you want to hear
that? No, I'm not putting myself on the limb for that, no.
Here's one. Oh, here's the first one we've gotten from a Czech.
Hey, baby.
Here's a lady named Susan Donlax.
Hi, I'm Candy, and when I want to have a threesome...
That sounds good. I'll have that.
I want Don Geronimo.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Because he understands women.
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
And I want Mike O'Mara.
I wasn't ever even able to buy a woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the way I look.
Because he won't quit until the job is done.
Catch your breath. Give your heart time to slow down. But it won't slow down. Get over it.
Good people.
She needs you. Doctor said it'd be like this. Just take the pill he gave you.
Again, I like the chick.
Yeah,
but
right.
Maybe too many clips.
You're completely useless.
And when I want variety...
Variety's good.
I need Buzz Burbank.
Too bad I retired my penis.
And okay, to be fair, I guess I have to take Rob Spivak.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting. What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist? Oh, I am a 7th-degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me, because you're the yo-yo guy.
And I definitely want Joe Ardinger.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or...
Okay, I get that one. Yeah. We'll put that one in the maybe
very
file.
Very nice, yes, very nice. Very clever, boys.
Again... if you're going to use tapes, try not to use tapes that we use all the time on the show. Like, she had the Big Lebowski tapes, which, incidentally, Bad Monkey, we should have. Okay. I mean, we should definitely have, like, a whole page of dude. Thank you, Susan, for that one. Here's another one from a chick named Molly Warner. All right, so here's another entry in our show open contest. Good. Thank you, Molly. It's making me laugh already.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here in the center ring is a man with a cool pool, the crazy canine, the big lovable log that literally speaks of his life on air, Ringmaster Don Geronimo.
God. It is homemade.
Now, folks, direct your attention to the next ring. He's the Harley riding, restaurant owning, should I have a baby or not? The finest mimic of all the land, Mike O'Mara.
All right. Now, Mike, hold on a second. Let me just stop this one for a second. This has many of the elements that at least.
Yes, the homemade quality.
That I consider to
be
endearing.
I like it.
you're lying.
Yes, I am.
You're lying. All right. Well,
you know what I'm thinking when I, you know, when I hear that woman.
Well, put that in the maybe pile.
What do you remember, Jingle Boy?
And
remember
his mom?
Jingle Boy's mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got time for one more. Let's hear one more. I'm going to put both of those in the maybe pile.
Okay.
From the chicks. That first one, absolutely not. And here's the last one we'll hear at least today from a guy named Alan Fike.
It's the Don and Mike Show!
Oh. I feel a headache coming on.
You're using a marching band, though.
Is that all it is? The guy just said it. Oh, there he is. Thank you. Wow, this one stinks.
Buzz Burbank, news and comment.
This one really sucks, right?
not that good.
Not that good.
Not that good, Buzz?
Right.
Not the best I've heard.
World's oldest phone screener.
Okay.
All right, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, we're bending the rule a little bit about listening. How much time did you say we were going
to listen? We did listen to that one for 1 minute.
We did. Okay, very good.
We did listen to, most, except the first one we listened to for at least a minute.
There they are.
Right. So, let's see. Two of them were kind of passable.
Uh-huh. Two of them go in the maybe they don't suck category.
And keep them coming, everybody.
Very good.
Please. Let me see. John?
Norman!
Yes.
Hey, John. If you would be a love and
be a love. Why are you laughing, Rob? I didn't do anything.
You do. You exhale. Mike nailed it.
I think that we should probably have an end date for this contest. August 1st. August 1st, that gives you about 10 more days to get
your
stuff
together.
Is that
okay? Is that okay with you, John?
Thank you.
Norman!
No. You should play number 10, Don, so we can leave on a good note.
Oh,
play
really? There's a good one?
Play number 10. All right.
All right, good. I'm ready for a wower. We haven't had a wower in this segment.
Does anybody have any idea where we are in commercials?
I do. We really shouldn't play number 10.
We really shouldn't play number 10?
No.
Well, we'll just play just a second of it then. Just a second of it.
DJ DONNY. Right now it's 5:30 the hour and about 70 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, I send the song out to Don Geronimo, wondering if he's had any of his friends around this pool recently. My AC's out and my little brats have a tennis goal. Song is called Neighbor by Ugly Kid Show. DONNY, letter o'clock from Madison, Wisconsin. Like to send the song out to Michael Mara. Unfortunately, we call it his pants down when Carla walks in. Song's called Feel So Good, Naughty by Nature.
Good concept.
DONNY, right now 69 degrees in the mad town. Wanted to send the song off to Buzz Burbank. Speaking of spousal and drug abuse, here's James Brown with This Is a Man's World.
This is a man's world.
Want to remind everybody to
Bid with confidence at the Rob Speedwax store on eBay. Speaking of Jews, here's Jewel with Save Your Soul.
You know what? Hey, John. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Norman. You're right about that one.
That is
and
good.
Christ, that one goes on for how long? That's cut 10. That's. Boy, that's almost 4 minutes long.
Whoa. Yeah, but he's got a lot of music on the, okay. on the end. He's got two minutes on the end.
That's a good concept. We'll hear the rest of that one on Monday's episode.
Very good.
That one would be a finalist. I think we're all agreed.
Yeah. Yes.
Send your entries, please. Be a love. Send them to DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll have prizes for the ones that we select that make it to the daily rotation.
That's
and right. Do not forget that the deadline for this would be August 1st. Buzz.
Yes. What's coming up on the news?
Tonight... We're going to take a look at the ruination of America with urine.
Oh.
Urine?
Oh. Yes.
I forgot.
I was sitting upstairs looking at your news, and I forgot what the lead was. And I forgot that the lead
is... Urine is ruining America.
Urine?
Yes. Yeah, nothing wrong with urine. I think we need to talk about this.
That's our number one problem.
It is tonight.
Why am I laughing? Because I'm goofy tired.
All right, Buzz in the News coming right up. Coming right up after they get done singing our name.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
Yeah, don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for news and comments with our friend Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Ford. Every day someone somewhere makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that. It's Ford. But first, this is a very brief look at Rupert Pupkin's site.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, he listens to the show with his pants around his ankles.
Especially today.
A big ratings day. You've heard us talk about it. You want to see how great our ratings are? Go to our website. And thank you very much for listening.
Yes.
His headline on his Pupkin site says, Geronimo slams T.O.P. and Farley. 721. WJFK FM personality Don Geronimo has ignited a war with WTOP and its industry-acclaimed top news programmer Jim Farley. On Friday's show, with the news of Don and Mike's ratings erection to fourth from 15th place and WTOP still ahead of them, Geronimo stated the all-news are at its head are his next ratings target, calling Farley a prick, ingesting he spends time in bed with Post reporter Paul Fari. Geronimo and his radio partner Mike O'Mara maintain that WTOP is a pale imitation of New York City's kinetic all-newser, WINS.
Kinetic.
Jim Farley says, makes me happy they use the call letters.
Yeah? Well, we look forward to using them more, fat ass.
Get ready to be a regular part of this show, Farley.
Makes me happy they use the call letters.
Overrated piece of garbage.
I love talking about myself, eating grape juice, and squeezing pimples on my butt.
You know, I can look back at a lot of things. Hey, Jim Farley, I can look back at a lot of things we've done on the show that I'm proud of and not proud of, but at least I can say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I don't have the success we have because they flew planes into the World Trade Center.
Oh, that's not fair. Now, that's not fair at all. What are you doing, Don?
You know, Jim, you know the only reason that you had got ratings is because that we were invaded 3-5 years ago.
You're depressing me. Now I'm not going to have a good weekend with the Farley family.
And your vegetables.
And my organic vegetables.
Yeah, keep getting the call letters. I don't mind saying it.
Hide the eggplant, WTOP.
See, he's one of these old school guys
right.
that thinks like I'm breaking the cardinal rule of radio.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, everyone should know, when you're listening to the news station that's currently number one in afternoons, it will not be, I promise, by the end of the year.
Right.
What you're hearing is a guy, a program director like all the rest, a guy who was not good enough to make it on the air, who is now using
the radio station especially as an extension of his penis.
I'm not doing anything of the kind, and I think you're barking up the wrong tree, Geronimo.
As long as they mention the call letters.
And my name. Don't forget to mention my name. Jim Farley.
Yeah, because don't think that I don't remember... I guess you don't have that rule, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Because I remember when my wife passed away on WTOP, you just said wife of local radio personality. But 8 years ago, when I got busted for pot...
Mm-hmm.
You sure did mention WJFK then when I was the lead story on WTOP.
I remember he was real careful to make sure he led with that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember the other guy, Bob Madigan.
Yeah, Bob
Madigan. He was
Madigan.
Talking about because he was anchoring at the time before he got devoted.
I got news for you, Farley. Your days are numbered, so call the trades and tell them what a genius you are and tell them how you knew all about traffic and weather together and how that's really made you the captain of Bonneville.
Gee, you know, it seems to me that I only release the stories that are good about me. I wonder if there's any more information, like from coworkers or anybody else that's bad. If there is, we'll find it.
Oh, hallelujah. We will. Yeah. Oh, listen, you're next, Farley.
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 And don't forget, you can't spell Farley without F.
That's right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The urination of America is the ruination of America.
Now, this is news. Incidentally, Farley, what Buzz is doing right now.
Watch this.
This is news.
Yep, listen and learn.
Call them what you want. Trucker bombs, sunshine bottles. By any other name, it's still a Gatorade jug full of human urine by the side of the road, and it's multiplying like tribbles.
Really? Why?
In the conservative but lovely state of Utah, the highway department says it spends up to $3 million a year picking up highway litter, and a growing percentage of the garbage contains urine, feces, drug paraphernalia, used needles, and blood.
You know what that is? That's like going through Joe's garbage.
Sometimes in bottles, sometimes in Ziploc bags.
I urge everybody this weekend to take a nice long walk on the side of the highway with their bare feet.
The highway department says it picks up over 20,000 bottles of urine every year just in Utah.
Who goes number one in a Ziploc bag, though?
A lot
truckers
of people
that don't want to stop for anything and they don't
I
have...
I understand, but Buzz said that they use baggies.
Yeah. Well, for something that maybe would go into a baggie more easily than it would go into a bottle. Like one of the other things they found along the side of the road.
Buzz.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes. Bag Babe Ruth's.
That
you won't hear that on the other station. The highway department says it picks up over 20,000 bottles of urine every year just in Utah. State plans to try to do a better job of telling folks where the rest stops are.
It's a pisser.
It sure is.
Wow.
In Las Vegas, all you have to do is belly up to a casino buffet to find out that to find cheap and sometimes free food is easy to get, but only for people who can afford to travel to Vegas. If you happen to be homeless in Las Vegas,
Las Vegas is calling. Getting
a meal free or cheap could mean jail for the person who gave you the food.
Why?
The Las Vegas City Council has just outlawed giving free or cheap food to homeless people in city parks. Feeding the pigeons there, still presumably okay.
Holy mashed potatoes.
The park is where public service groups go to get decent food into people who need it, but it makes the families who also use the park uncomfortable.
Holy nightmare.
Well, I can understand, Buzz. I saw a homeless guy today.
Yes,
it made you uncomfortable.
You uncomfortable, didn't it? You see their thinking, then.
Are those doors locked?
Holy Las Vegas.
The city council, bowing to this discomfort, says if the homeless want food so badly, they'll apply for assistance.
Holy ball and chain.
And you can't spell assistance without ass.
Holy caffeine.
You also can't spell sensitivity without sense, and we'll explain that when we return.
Holy fruit salad.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yep, handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone.
Uh-huh.
Stay tuned for this.
And more.
And more.
The Don and Mike Show.
The masters of the Thailand tongue bath, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey there, Buzz.
Yes.
Good to do this to you. It's a crazy day here.
Yes.
A couple of emails I wanted to read you real fast.
Oh, good.
Just checking the email.
Yes.
The Crying Game writes... Michael Hughes writes, Dear Don and Mike, here's part of your dirty dozen of number one. Congratulations on your best ratings book in the last 4 years.
Wow.
Our show, among other things, number one, men 12 plus, men 18 to 44, men 18 to 49, men 18 to 54, men 18 to 64, men 25 to 34, men 25 to 44, men 25 to 49, men 25 to 54, men 25 to 64, men 35 to 44, men 35 to 49. More to come.
Men.
More to come. So thank you for that. That's very nice.
Thank you, Michael.
Then I get this one.
Yes.
Now, we had a guy that was the program director who got laid off a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Greg Gillespie.
Right.
And we didn't goof on him because the guy got laid off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing funny about that.
No.
He sent me this email. Well, he's an idiot for sending me this email. Because it's a press release he wrote about himself.
Oh, dear.
I just have to read it to
you. It's never a good idea.
And it says, Dear Don, even more congratulations, said the Reverend, meaning he admires you guys, Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this himself.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me this email today at 2:19.
That's mm-hmm. weird.
For immediate release, July 21st, 2006. The Washington, D.C. spring ratings are out, and the progress of WJFK in the post-Stern era is on a roll under Greg Gillespie's programming direction.
Well, what's he doing?
Oh, dear.
Well, what's his angle? What's he, well, I don't get it.
This is not a good idea. Free FM goes from 11th to 16th, 25, 54, 5th to 8th. He's got this backwards. It must be 16th to 11th, right? Why would you put the station goes 11th to 16th?
I thought the station was 16th.
Yeah. No. Well, here's what he writes. Free FM WJFK goes to 11th from 16th, 25 to 54 adults. From 5th to 8th, 25, 54 males, notes Greg. And Greg's excitement increases when he screams, quote, the junkies, 25, 54 men, mornings, second, now ahead of perennial leader Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, after afternoon legends Don and Mike lamented they were rated 15th, 12-plus in the winter book, they challenged their listeners to listen harder, and they did, making Don and Mike fourth. But that's only the start as they go to second, adults 25-54, and hold down number one, 25-54 men, with a 10 share. End quote. Enthuses the Reverend Gillespie.
Hmm.
Greg continues, quote, I launched Opie and Anthony in midday at the end of June, and you can bet that they, along with the Junkies and Don and Mike, will increase WJFK's overall performance. I'm glad I could be part of building the launching pad. End quote.
Wow.
Greg Gillespie was part of the CBS radio cutbacks and is ready for his next challenge. He can bring his expertise in a number of formats to your company. Contact Greg at blah, 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 or at blah, 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 blah. That's a weird email, Jackson.
Very odd. Strange.
Very odd. Very,
that's
very
a weird
strange.
Email.
Very, very,
I mean,
odd. No offense, Greg.
Wow.
You know, sorry that you got laid off.
Yes, we are.
Very
strange. Hard to decipher that one. Very interesting.
He's an odd fella.
He
sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he doesn't call for a reference.
Joke. Just kidding.
Of course.
Sorry.
Of course. Incidentally, Greg's email brought to you by St. Pauli Girl Beer. It's brewed in Germany, but St. Pauli Girl is available at a retailer near you. St. Pauli Girl, you never forget your first girl. See, what's weird about that is the guy got laid off, which was sad because even though we made fun of him on the air, we didn't really have anything against the guy personally.
Didn't wish that on anybody, no.
No, the guy got
well,
laid
there
off.
Are some people in the past, but no.
The guy got laid off like 150 people in our company, but I guess what he's trying to do now is get a new gig and
sure.
Hype the fact that we got some good ratings this book.
Thank you, well, but on his watch.
But Greg, you know, between you and me, mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, outside of the fact that we ridiculed you pretty good for about a month.
This is true.
What'd you have to do with it, my friend? Oh, we got a break?
Yeah, we got a break.
We got a break?
Yeah, we got a break.
Thanks, Gillespie.
Because no matter how good the ratings are, I still don't trust them, Don.
What was next, Buzz? What was supposed to be next?
It's not just a sperm bank. I'll explain when we come back.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Oh, and incidentally, traffic and weather together. Right now it is, Mike, the traffic is...
sucks.
And Buzz, the weather is...
Ah, thank
it's
you.
It's brought to you by...
There it
Mark.
Is.
There you go. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to fight for ye, Don and Mike.
And now once again, here's Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Finally, a Los Angeles sperm donor has made it in the movies. He just didn't know it at the time. 27-year-old Ken Rigberg would work it a couple of times a week at Pasadena's Pacific Reproductive Services
and really
Clinic.
Worked it.
For the good of mankind and the $100 a pop. Now he's all traumatized, though, after finding the pinhole camera in the ceiling tile just over his favorite spot. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Whatever.
Con and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. Thank you,
whoa.
Buzz. I was...
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh. We got to run. The time got away. with us. Thank you for the great ratings, everybody.
Yeah, thank you very much.
See you at Mike's Joint next Wednesday night. See you Monday for the brand new episode.
Have
a great and happy weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Hey, good day to you, sir.
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 And you, get that monkey suit.
I gotta get my suit signed.
What color?
I'm black today.
All right, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.